You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This should be an interesting one with her drinking.
Yeah, I'm apparently aggressive and mean or something when I'm drinking.
Who told you that?
Didn't you guys say that before?
Yeah, I think you did say
she
was aggressive.
The night we went out, she got a little aggressive. Not aggressive like flirty aggressive, like aggressive like violent aggressive. You're like, let's go kill somebody. Yo, guys, let's go kill somebody.
She doesn't flirt. If she wants your dick, she's just going to take it.
Pretty much. I don't flirt. I don't know how to flirt.
So how'd you get your current guy right now? You didn't flirt with him? You didn't like him?
Everybody is attracted to Miss. It's not the other way.
No, I just asked him.
She looks like she could take a dick.
Yeah, pretty much. He had said that about me before, too.
What?
Like, years before that.
Those tits away. This is in Africa.
When I first started working at my job, they were like, this one kid was like, oh, did you see the new girl, Missy, or whatever? And he's like, yeah. He's like, she looks like she knows her way around the dick.
Some women pride themselves on their dick-taking abilities.
He's a good judge of character.
Apparently.
He nailed it on the head.
Yeah. Missy just oozes cocksucker.
I want to blow you.
Bones and rubber bands. Wash them in the muddy water. Looking for a diamond back in the corner. But you can't.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our name is Jersey Jerks. One.
No, nothing.
No, just Marco.
Sorry.
What?
Jerk. Make sure to find us on all social media like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Don't forget, you can email us too at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And if you have an iPhone or an iPad, download the Riotcast app. If you have a Droid, download the TuneIn app. Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Vito.
¿Qué pasa?
What do you guys think of the new Foo Fighters song?
I like good, it. I like it.
Awesome.
Like
it.
20 years now they've been together.
Yes.
20 years. And honestly, they've never put out a bad album yet.
No, they're pretty good.
Agreed.
Yeah, pretty consistent.
Very consistent.
Honestly, that I don't think they're going to top the last album because that last album surprised the shit out of me.
Yeah, it surprised that a lot was, of people.
That was, I think that was as good, if not better, than Color in the Shape. That was the Color in the Shape is one with Hero and,
okay.
And yeah, Monkey Wrench and all the fucking great ones. But
is that the first one?
No.
What's the first one?
The first one was Foo Fighters, I think.
Yeah, it was just called Foo Fighters.
It had the gun on the front.
Yes.
Yeah, the silver like ray gun or whatever, alien gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Foo Fighters is good, man.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl is a master.
He is.
Yeah, I like him.
See how much better he is than KOL?
Mm-hmm. I bet he likes Kings of Leon.
I'm sure he loves them.
I bet you he hates them.
I doubt it.
I bet you he hates them.
He likes Backstreet Boys. He does.
How do you know?
Because he said it in interviews. I've watched like every interview
he's
ever done.
I think he's been,
what, do you email?
Sarcastic.
No, he's dead serious. Because he was at a Backstreet Boys concert.
And he's got kids, you know.
Yeah. Okay. No, but he was rocking out.
And he's got a young wife.
Listen.
Who probably, for him. Yeah.
And he was rocking out, going crazy. And they were like, there's Dave Grohl in the audience freaking out. And he was like, oh, man.
They caught him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's like they caught him.
They put him out there.
What they did,
he didn't want to advertise his Backstreet Boys love like Marco does. He wanted to keep it hidden.
What the Backstreet Boys didn't know is that Marco was in their dressing room sniffing their panties.
Boxer briefs.
Stealing all their swag.
Yeah, I think I saw Marco dancing at the end scene of This Is the End.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was great.
He was fucking
I gotta admit, that was a funny fucking scene.
Dude,
that was hilarious.
It made the movie for me.
You probably knew the whole dance, didn't you?
Marco was standing up in his underwear doing the whole fucking dance.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yep.
You would tell them, Marco, they're no O-Town.
They are not O-Town. No, they are not.
Is O-Town your favorite boy band?
Don't lie.
I would say New Edition.
No. Fuck
no, they're
that.
Black. They're not a boy
no,
band.
No, fuck
not
that.
A boy band?
Yeah, yeah, no. No, they don't count.
They don't count?
No.
No.
Because they stayed a man band.
That's a tough call, man. That's a tough call, Chris. I go back and forth.
Well, who's the close runner, like, you know?
O-Town and Backstreet Boys, probably,
new
right?
New Kids on the Block.
Wow.
Well, I like old school.
That's really like the original boy band, really.
Fucking faggot.
Do you still listen to?
I don't download.
He's got
music.
A playlist.
I got, it's on my, if we did like the iPhone thing, you know, the iTunes.
Oh, game, iPlus?
iPlus.
Yeah.
You'd hear, I mean, you'd,
yeah,
hear
you'd lose.
Stuff. Yeah, I'd lose. Yeah. I lost the first week. The very first time we did it.
We did it?
Yeah, we kind of just get like a little 10-minute bit with it. But now it's a lot of that, and it's a lot of, you know, Disney Junior songs.
Yeah, I know. You're out.
I'm done.
I'm out, Jerry.
I'm out. Yeah, well.
Hey, man, I got shit I know I'd lose. I got fucking, listen, I got Etta James on my shit.
I love Etta James.
It's good.
Classic.
Yeah, it's classic.
You cock smoker. Cock sucker.
You fucking cock sucker.
I'm still laughing from last week's show. 10:30. No, just kidding.
Every morning.
2 years.
10:30.
So do you stand outside the bathroom door at like 10:28 just waiting?
No. Just like looking at the clock like, this one might come out early.
My body tells me.
How's it tell you? Like, does your butt clench up?
Like, no, like my stomach goes like gargle, gargle.
Oh, you do the poop dance?
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, gotta go to the bathroom. Oh.
Here's our stomach.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
That's funny.
Yeah, see, I'm
everybody poops, for man.
Me, that's right. You're that's right. It's a great book, best book ever written. Yeah, it's fucked for me because I get up at 3:45, like on average. So I got to shit by like 4:20, right? 4:20, most people smoke weed. I got to take a shit. So it sucks because on days off, I still got to shit at 4:20. Literally wake up sometimes to go poop.
Really?
Yeah. I can't help it. It's like I'm used to it now, you know?
I think the coffee makes me poop.
Well, coffee does make you poop.
Yeah,
coffee
and a cigarette,
it's the best accelerator to get it out.
Yeah, when I'm driving into work, I drink my coffee, smoke my cigs. Mm. And then
that anal.
Yes. Not doing it.
You know, back in the day when I used to shit, man, I used to flood the toilets, like back up the toilets.
Oh, you don't anymore?
No, nowadays it's fucking always soft. It's like 100 wiper every time, man.
Oh, you got baby shits?
I won't say baby shits, but it just seems like they're just
wiper. That's not good, man. The more watery your shit is, the worse it is. For you.
I wouldn't say they're watery. It's just a lot of
not watery. I'm saying like the mushier they get.
Lately, yeah.
You're supposed to have like a fucking solid shit. That's when you know things are good.
The other day I had a nice one where you wiped and you barely got anything. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. That's rare for me. But.
Yeah. I had one of those. Those are few and far between.
What?
It sucks.
What? You don't find anything when you wipe?
Yeah, but not. It's not bad. It's normal. I guess. I don't know.
You ever look
Miss,
down?
I'm
you
not
ever...
pulling fucking mud out of my ass. Okay? It's not like it's, you know. He's the like one with 100 wiper. I do like 2 or 3. I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like me too.
Yeah.
You ever look down and see what you dropped?
You have to.
Yeah.
That's how else do you know it's you're done?
It's smiling back at me.
I mean, how do blind people know? What do you do, a fucking sniff test? Oh, shit. I missed something.
Do you ever phantom poop? Where yes. You think you've pooped, and then there was no poop.
One time I felt
that happened the other day.
One time I felt I thought I was passing a telephone pole out my asshole,
and there was.
I looked in the bowl. I'm like, did I miss it? Like, I'm looking behind the bowl.
I'm like reasoning with myself. I'm like, there is. It had slid down on its own.
Maybe the ghost like, took it.
It's a ghost. Ghost shit. Poop. That's what it's called.
Phantom poop.
When I was little, I used to think it was a crocodile.
What?
Like a crocodile lived
that's
in
why,
the tubes.
That's why your pet crocodile died because it was a turd.
Shit in its mouth.
She threw the crocodile in the toilet. She shit in the fucking aquarium.
Like, eat my poop.
Phantom poop.
That's what they're called.
They're phantom poop, man.
Yeah.
Like a phantom arm or a phantom leg.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Hef? Baby Hef? My rabbit? My three-legged rabbit?
I didn't realize he was three-legged.
You never knew?
Never met the guy. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I had a pet rabbit.
Yeah, you killed him before we had a chance to meet
What'd
him.
What'd you do with the last leg? Did you do a walking bed on him and eat it?
I had to get amputated.
I want you to watch this, Hef. He tastes good. did I spoiler alert anybody? Sorry.
It's on her keychain.
Lilo broke the rabbit's leg by accident.
Who?
So I had to get it. Lilo, the dog.
Stitch? Lilo and Stitch?
Lilo.
They couldn't
Lilo.
Stitch. They took the leg
Lilo,
off.
Like the fifth element.
So wait a minute. The dog broke the rabbit's leg.
Yep.
And they amputated the leg?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
Why?
Should have just shot it like a horse.
They said that if we didn't amputate her, the leg was so broken.
What kind of dog was Lilo or Lulu?
Lilo. She's a Basset Hound English Bulldog.
Did you take a paw?
No.
A paw for a paw?
Yeah.
Paw for a paw.
Paw for a paw.
No.
Paw for a paw.
And it was the rabbit's back leg.
Oh.
So it wobbled when it ran.
So had a gangster lean?
Yeah. My dad wanted me to rename it Eileen.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But she would all the time try and itch her ear with her foot, but it wasn't there.
Phantom foot.
And you'd see like the little nub like nubbing away, and she would like act like it was actually itching her ear though. She looked like it was pleased, like
it's a placebo effect,
like sugar pills.
Here's a theme song.
It's not the motherfucking remix.
I used to love this song.
Fall back.
breath.
Man, you and the animals, man.
Mm.
Happens.
Yeah.
You love animals.
You are not the animal whisperer.
No.
No, not even close. No. I did. I volunteered.
Animal murderer.
Reaper.
I volunteered at an animal shelter today. For,
they all died. No, they all died.
No, God, please don't say that. That would be fucked up if, like, it was on the news that something happened. Oh, God. But, yeah, that was fun. Like,
it wasn't.
It was sad as shit at first.
How was it cleaning up all that shit?
I was a dog walker. That was my job.
Who walked who?
They pretty much walked me.
Were they big dogs?
Yeah, they were, like, mostly pit bulls.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I would have killed every single one of them.
They were so super sweet, though. Mm-hmm. But they're all riled up.
Yep.
That's right. They got problems.
Well, because they're in a fucking cage.
They should be in a cage.
Nah, they're sweeties.
Until you bite your fucking arm off.
Nah. Any dog can do that.
I don't think a chihuahua can bite your arm off.
Yeah.
I'm just try. Going. It'll I'm probably going. Try more than a pit bull would. Chihuahuas are little bastards.
Yeah, but you can fucking punt them like football. Are you kidding me? I would love to punt a chihuahua. God, yeah. That would be awesome.
You have issues.
Yeah, Missy may have murdered a bunch of animals, but she never kicked one.
I never murdered anything, man.
You're listening to the Jersey awesome. Jerk Show.
We're starting over?
Yeah, we're starting over. I didn't like the way this just went.
What just happened?
Nothing.
All the drama.
I'm going to go punt myself. Fucking thing. God, this is what I mean. This is the iTunes that's up. This is what's going on. Fucking Apple has completely shit the bed.
Yeah.
Yes, completely shit the bed. My phone freezes now. Every time I try to, like, watch a video or something, the whole screen just freezes. And it's like, this didn't happen before that stupid update for the iPhone 6. Mm-hmm. It was fine. It was a perfectly working phone.
They know now, what they're doing.
Now,
they
nothing
want you to get
works.
A new phone.
I know.
Are you going to get the new?
And you know what? I am getting a new phone, but it's not going to be an Apple. They could suck my balls.
Suck them.
Okay. If I could, I wouldn't be here.
Are you going to get a newt?
What are you, fucking Irish now? Newt? You going to get a newt?
Newt.
Oh, you going to get a newt? I love you, Jackie boy.
Aw.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the note. The phablet. That's what they're calling them. That's what they're calling
them. Yeah.
Why are they calling it a phablet?
Phone, tablet, because it's so fucking big.
It's kind of like
what she said.
All right. Chris has been waiting fucking 3 weeks for that.
Is it humongous?
Whoa.
No. Hey, that was a ghost.
Jesus Christ. That was like, did that come in through like cups and string?
Wow. I might not tell anything.
Is this a monkey?
It's like she was saying it with the Bane mask.
Right? Yeah, I know, right?
Is it humongous?
I think I might fucking bring that in next week.
You should.
Yeah. Although, if we have something going on, I'm going to wait. Until,
why?
Yeah. It'll go with the whole theme of
the
show.
I won't.
Do it, man. Do it. Wear it.
Why are we keeping it a secret?
Out. Yeah, it's no secret. It's
okay, well, I don't know. I mean, things could change last minute. All right, fine. Let's talk about it then. We're going to have a what's the title?
Paranormal researcher?
We're having
slash
a paranormal...
ghost hunter.
Slash ghost wrong. Hunter, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. I can't wait.
I have some serious questions, like one.
I'm going to write a list of shit.
Me too. Question number one. Is Ghostbusters the go-to instructional video for your company?
I told you, I'm coming in full Ghostbusters gear next week.
Dude, if you come in here as fucking Egon or Venkman, I'm going to lose it. Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
They're bringing ghost hunting equipment, apparently.
Because what if... Are they going to try and find out if Chris's house is on it?
No, Chris, there's no reason to. Chris, is there any reason that you would think this house is haunted?
Then why are they bringing equipment?
Chris's house ain't fucking haunted. He just has a cat. That's all those noises that you hear are. Yeah, we figured it out. Thanks.
But Chris's cat vanished for 3 hours the other day.
Would it be wrong? Would it be wrong next week? Like, the moment like it gets quiet for 1 second, I'm like, Egon, you're mucus. Like,
no. Absolutely not.
That's scary.
Yeah. Missy, I figured you'd have questions.
Oh, yeah. I have a shitload.
Yeah.
I'm going to think of so many good ones.
She's going to show me. I forgot them.
I better not. I'm going to put them on my phone.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Because that's where you look the most.
So I don't forget. Because I want answers.
You can't answers. Handle the truth. You want answers?
You may leave like here.
I want answers.
More confused or more fucked up.
As long as she doesn't like attach a ghost to me or anything.
Oh my God.
She's not a fucking she's not a fucking witch.
Retarded.
Well, what if she has a ghost in one of her machines?
Dude, she...
Are you fucking kidding me?
What do you think it is? A ghost trap? Like fucking ghost
Don't look haunted? In the trap, Ray.
Yeah.
No, but what if it's haunted?
They're just like devices. They're like scientific devices.
Don't call them scientific devices.
They're used for, I think they're used for other stuff. I don't think it's just for ghost hunting.
Okay.
I was telling you this on the phone. For instance, heat sensory goggles, they use that. That's not really a ghost catching.
No, because ghosts are cold,
they don't catch ghosts.
Right. Like cold appears blue in a heat sensor.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
As red would be warm. Hot. Right. Yeah, so if they see cold across the room, it's obvious that someone left the window open.
Right.
I was watching
there's a draft.
Yeah, I was watching Ghost Hunters last night and just kind of seeing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some things you can't explain. Who the fuck knows?
No, I think it's pretty explainable. It's cut and dry.
I don't know. Every situation is not cut and dry, I don't think.
Yes, it is.
I think it's harder to explain some than
yes,
others.
It is. Yes, it is. Have you ever...
Yeah, it's harder to explain. There's still an explanation for it, and it's not a fucking ghost.
Have you ever, like, hit your head or had a really bad coughing fit, and then when you look up,
spots.
You see, like, fireflies sort of?
Yep.
Okay. They're mini-ghosts.
That's a lack of oxygen to your brain.
But they're mini-ghosts I'm looking at. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
Like, orbs. Orbs.
Whatever.
They're
ghosts.
That's in pictures, though.
They're dead fireflies that I killed over the years.
I don't know if they're not... Yeah, they're saying they're good. I think it's dust.
All the lightning bugs I squashed when I was a kid, they all come back. No, but that's what I'm saying. It's bullshit. Like, your mind can play tricks on you. You know? You could see something that's not there because you just... I can't tell you how many times...
Listen, the first time that happened to me, the firefly thing...
Mm.
I was in ninth grade.
Oh, my God.
And I
cut
school.
So you were 26?
I cut school, and I was hanging out at this park by my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ran a lot. And then I was laying on the grass, and then I got
up. What do
you
mean you ran a lot?
Like I was running through the field.
The way I picture you, you run like a mental person through grass.
Kind of.
Like, were you working out?
No,
I was. Did you have two black eyes after your run?
No, we
wait,
were just
say
like,
that again. That sounded different to me.
Did you have?
Are
two
you
black
saying
eyes?
She was being chased by two black eyes?
No, black eyes.
Oh, all right, sorry. Come back here, bitch! You killed my blackfish.
No, I was just like frolicking.
Hey, get away from my steps, motherfucker!
You were frolicking in the ninth grade, so you were crazy then too.
I feel like I was much more crazy. When
Ghost
I was
hunters
in
don't day. Fix stupid.
It's not stupid. I was enjoying the nice day.
Who frolics?
I do.
Sink doing pirouettes in a field. She grabs a flower, puts it in her hair. Oh, it's poison ivy. Ow.
I can picture you frolicking in the fucking
In a baseball field.
Were you barefoot?
No.
See, I if you're doing it,
what,
you're
a sundress.
Yeah, yeah, like hippie, like totally hippie.
Stupid hippie.
I was like a gangster then, kind of.
Okay, all right. New picture.
I was
new
wearing.
Picture.
I was probably
all
wearing,
denimed out,
FUBU
chains.
No,
Mark Echo.
Skater. You were a skater chick.
No, when I was in ninth grade, I only wore basketball jerseys and swooshies and Jordans.
That's not gangster. That's wigger.
I was a wigger then.
Okay.
So I probably had a Michael Jordan jersey on. Jordan.
Wait.
You got a fucking dart in your neck.
Pull it out. No. You were frolicking with a Michael Jordan jersey on?
Probably. That's most it. Likely.
Unbelievable.
The swishies made a cool sound when you frolicked.
What?
The swishies made a cool sound when you frolicked.
The what made a cool sound?
The swishies.
Swishies.
Oh, swishies. I thought, okay.
Anyway, the point of the story is...
Call them parachute
pants. I had frolicked. Then I had laid down because I was tired from the frolicking.
Right.
And when I got up...
You were all frolicked out.
I was frolicked out.
You were
out.
Frolicked up.
I
boy, you're frolicked up.
So...
Get the frolic out of here now.
Frolic my balls.
Oh, my God. So when I got up, that thing happened with the like pew, pew.
Right.
And I was so upset about it that I had gone to the library the next day to figure out why that had happened.
That's where you went, the library? That's reasonable.
The that was your version. Didn't really exist yet. It
right.
wasn't like.
So you WebMD'd it at the library.
I went to the library.
How long did that take you?
Forever.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, 2 years.
Most people go to the doctor or, you know,
this
outpatient.
Is me.
Yeah.
I was like, there's got to be an explanation
right.
for this.
Would you put, stick them on there, like the slides? The micro, what do they call
microfiche.
Slides?
No.
Look at it. No? Well, how'd you find out?
I just looked in books. I looked in a shitload of books all day.
What did you look up?
My brain needed oxygen.
No, what did you look up to find that?
Brain.
Fucking drooling idiot.
Brain.
I learned all things about
zombie?
The brain.
Brains.
I looked up the brain and effects of the brain and like if you have a diseases right. of the brain.
You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God. I was totally freaked out by
you're,
it.
As long as you live, you'll never have a diseased brain ever.
Yeah.
I promise you.
How can you promise that?
Because you don't have one.
Oh.
You didn't see that for real? That was
no,
so
I didn't see. I don't have a brain. I didn't see
if
that. That
I
was
only
so
had
obvious.
A brain.
So yeah, that was my story.
Wow. I still can't get over that you frolic.
I take a dance class every Wednesday night, and we were frolicking in it last night, too.
You gotta be sitting there.
Yeah,
hip-hop one class. We were learning this medley thing. It's real annoying.
A medley now?
Yeah. For like okay. the end of the year recital.
What, you're having
you
a recital?
Still in grade school?
It's for adults. I wish it was something like this.
Miss it's you like, dum-dum style.
Really?
Dum-dum style.
Is this where you guys dance
to? Dum-dum
I wish
style.
I'd rather dance to this. We're learning like disco shit.
Disco? That's awesome.
No, I don't like disco.
You're crazy.
You
disco's the
disco?
Shit.
We're learning a medley in the disco.
What, is
part,
it?
Yeah.
Is this like popular songs or is this like original music?
No, it's popular songs.
Like
I guess.
What? You don't know the artist or nothing? Like, mm-hmm. Is it the Bee Gees?
Staying Alive.
No, it's a girl.
Gloria Gaynor.
I can sing one part.
Donna Summer?
Maybe.
Last Dance? Last Dance.
No, she says.
Work hard for the money?
You can call me no matter how far. Something.
That sounds familiar.
I don't know who it is. I don't like disco.
It's obvious you don't like disco.
Where's yeah. the, where's the, I can't give you the answer. Where's the dance, the final,
yeah, can we come?
Again?
Yeah,
Citizens
come?
Bank Park.
Can we come?
No, it's usually at a high school around here.
Really?
Yeah. Like really close
can
to here.
Can we come and hold up signs?
I found the song.
You have to pay.
My gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
Clearly, you got
that. Oh, I forgot that movie again.
Chris and I just found out this past weekend that that song actually really existed in the past, in the early 1900s. That
was I don't think it's the same song,
dude.
It's similar
the
to
way
it.
He sang it. The way he sang it, that was basically it. Don't tell me that the fucking what's his name? I can't even think of the guy. Who's the
Bugsy
guy?
Bugsy Siegel?
No.
Beanie Siegel.
No.
Okay. Yeah, my nigga.
No. What's his name? The fucking director. I can't think of his name.
Jason Siegel.
Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese. Thank you. Someone else decided to take the stupid. Yeah, don't tell me Martin Scorsese like talked to fucking McFarlane and said, listen, do you mind if I take a version of that song?
What are you talking about? That song is real?
I think so.
Did you watch Boardwalk this weekend?
Boardwalk Empire.
No, I stopped watching.
Bugsy, right? Yeah. Bugsy Siegel.
Well, he's Ben right now.
He's Ben.
He sings about small vaginas?
He sings a song almost identical to that. It's very similar. It's very uncanny that that was the song he's singing. Considering.
And is it about vaginas?
Yeah. He says, my girl's pussy.
Oh, well then, yeah. That's insane.
Right?
That's cool.
And it's not Beanie Siegel.
The truth.
That's right.
Oh, that was it.
Missy Niggle.
I'm going to have to watch it. I'm catching up to Boardwalk now because everybody keeps telling me that I should watch it.
You should have. You invested one whole season and then you stopped.
No, listen. I watched all the way up till season 3. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped because I just couldn't take it anymore.
Just start again this season.
Well, they said that if I don't watch season 4, I'm going to miss some things that are important in the season. Okay, so I'm on the second episode of season 4 now.
Okay.
I forgot to catch up on Bates Motel. Like, too much is going on right now.
Yeah, well, you got the recital. You know, you're very busy.
I am very busy.
You do have to come.
I was writing a rap song the other day.
Maybe during the break, you can look up the song.
Okay.
Because I'm curious. It's the same song you're practicing at the dance class.
Yeah.
It's an up-tempo song, right?
It starts really slow.
Last dance.
Is this it?
I wish it
was. Last dance.
I don't think we haven't gotten to a chorus yet.
I will survive.
I don't think so. It's been 9 weeks we've learned a part of it so far.
9 weeks. 9 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
For a part.
Well, I mean, it's 2 minutes.
What is this, Dancing with the Tards?
I don't know.
Carrie Ann and Abba.
Yeah, I watch that.
Yeah, unfortunately, so does my mom.
Haven't gotten into that Dancing with the Stars.
Dude, that American Idol, America's Got Talent, The Voice, all those fucking shows can just be flushed down the toilet with the rest of the fans.
Dancing with the Stars is fun, though.
Why? First of all, they're not stars. They're dead stars.
They're B-C-list.
Dead in the Hollywood sense.
Carlton's on it. I watched it on YouTube.
He pulled his groin.
I'm not going to watch a show.
He pulled his groin doing that.
Did he come?
I just wanted to see him do the Carlton dance. That's all I wanted to
see.
Did
he do it?
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, I was listening to a comedian. I don't even remember the guy's name, but he was like, yeah. And this guy's been around for a long time. As a matter of fact, I think he used to have a TV show back in the 90s. And he was like, yeah, he's like, you know, my career's been pretty slow lately. I called Dancing with the Stars and they weren't interested. And he's like, I even got shot down by the sister show, Dancing with Who the Fuck Is That?
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It is funny.
Yeah. I like Dancing with the Stars. I think it's... Interesting.
I tell you what, though, the fucking girl dancers are smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That one girl, she wins it every year.
Cheryl Burke?
No, she hasn't won in 5 years.
Never mind. No, it's this. Wow. She's like a foreigner or something, but she's got.
Oh, Karina Swarovski or some shit, right?
Right. Serena's cousin.
Yeah. Right. She's real, she has a very thick accent.
I don't know. I never heard her. I just see her online. I see her on magazine covers. When
she has a butt chin?
I never looked at her chin. Never looked at her chin. It's kind of hard to look at her face when she's got all that going on down there. Okay. Below the face.
I think all, like,
it's toit.
I think most of the girls on the show are hot.
They all are in fantastic shape. I'm sure they're all drop dead gorgeous.
They're
sure.
in amazing shape.
Of course,
you
they
have
are.
To be a dancer, like on that caliber level that they are at. The like, what, they're what? Amazing.
The what?
Like caliber. The caliber.
The caliber level.
Caliber.
Is this
level.
Another? Is this another part of the brain that you can't figure out? It's the caliber level.
Holy shit! I was reading something the other day, and it was about Vertigo.
Yeah.
And in it, they were talking about the.
It's a pretty good U2 album. Oh.
Abdullah Oblongata.
What'd you say?
The
Kareem Abdullah.
She still doesn't know how to say it.
I'm picturing it how it is written in my head. The Ebola.
What the fuck?
The Abdullah Oblongata.
It's not Abdullah.
Fuck. Well, anyway, it came up and I chuckled.
This is like, I'm experiencing deja vu. Or as you would call it, deja vu.
Abdullah Oblongata.
No. What the fuck are you reading?
I didn't look it up.
Abdullah?
Man, what the fuck? I read it in my mind. Somatometo Ebola. Why do I
keep... Why keep going back to that?
I don't know. I literally just typed Ebola.
No, you're a stupid motherfucker. You know that?
Your brain is detached.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
Oblong. Come on, miss. Miss.
She's a retard.
Okay. Medulla Oblongata.
He was a wrestler in the 70s.
Okay. Medulla Oblongata.
Medulla the Butcher.
I was wrong. Very wrong.
Yeah. Stupid woman.
Anyway, I was reading about Vertigo, and that had came up, and I was like, oh, shit, that word. That's awesome. That was my story.
It took a little bit to get it out.
I was chuckling.
A little bit. It's all right.
I was so proud that I said it correctly in my brain, but...
How does that work?
You know, when you read to yourself?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but
in my brain, I said it correct.
But my mouth doesn't fart when I read. Like, you know what I mean? Like when I
don't know. I must have something off.
A blockage.
Hinging.
Yeah.
No, it's just dangling or something.
Like a hemorrhoid.
You got a brain hemorrhoid.
There you go. There. That.
Yeah, there you go. There. Blah, blah, blah. She's malfunctioning. Hey, you think I can walk? I can walk. I can walk. Where do you come up with this shit? How long have you been waiting to use these? Do me a favor. Just I got to hear it because I laughed through the whole thing. It's amazing how you have something for everything. Good God.
There's something not firing up in between. Like, it's getting disconnected.
Yeah, man.
Hey, whatever's going on, it sounds painful. Oh, my God. Poor miss.
Happens.
I was, what was I reading? I don't remember because I don't like to read. So I don't really remember much when I read.
I'm reading a good book right now.
Reading is stupid.
I love reading.
Reading is stupid.
Fundamental.
Reading is not fun. It's demental. It's not fun at all. I think reading is probably the most boring thing you could do. Honestly. I don't think there's a more boring... Waiting at the DMV for an hour isn't as boring as reading. Because I can people watch.
What if you're waiting at the DMV reading?
No, but then I can't people watch. People watch is way more fun than reading.
Especially at the DMV.
Exactly. It's like the Creature Cantina in Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah, but how many people come in and out? How are you going to stare at the same people over and over again for an hour?
There's plenty to go over.
Have you ever been to the DMV? There's one person working, and she's always on break.
Right.
have to go.
No. There's one person working the actual line. There's 50 in the back standing there or sitting there doing absolutely nothing. And you can people watch them as well.
This motherfucker think he's going to get helped.
Right.
I have to go to the DMV tomorrow.
Good luck.
Is it going to be bad?
Be prepared to wait.
Fuck, really?
Take a number.
Now I don't serving think I've ever three. Done it. You look at yours, it's like 191.
Like in Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Hey, let me get that right. Oh, man. Yeah, I think reading is terrible. It's. I mean, now.
Well,
now,
what were you reading the other day that
I don't
made
even remember.
You...
I don't remember. All I know is what I read was sort of interesting.
Cool.
Kind of reminded me of you a little bit.
Awesome.
What could that be?
I don't remember. Because she was talking about the whole brain thing, and yeah. It was something that had to do with the anatomy. I just don't remember what it was. Something like kind of like out there that I think if you read it, you would take it to a whole nother level.
Probably.
And I just don't remember what it was. So I'm sorry I even brought it up because I just shit the bed. I'm going to leave the room right now and I'm going to just shit the bed.
Damn.
Yeah, but anyway, that's why I try to save my own ass by saying reading's boring, it's stupid, which it is. But
something that we had talked about on the show has been bothering me lately.
Uh-oh. Oh, hit me with it.
Okay.
Hit me with it. Come on.
Let it begin.
Come on. Roll up your sleeves, guys. We're going to be here for a while.
No, it's not a bad thing, but it really made me think.
Okay.
Like, seriously.
Go fuck
think.
Yourself.
So, remember how I was talking about, like, how I read Gone Girl, like, 3 times, and I read all these, like, other books?
Yes.
And you, I don't remember which one of y'all said it.
Y'all. Come back now.
Use, okay. Which
the
one
two
youths.
What?
The two
the
what?
The two what? Wait. Wheaton. Whiskey.
Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Saying what? What? What?
Poor slut bitch.
What the fuck? So.
Poor.
So it was. You guys were. I don't remember who said it.
Okay.
But somebody had said, why instead of you reading all of these fictional fantasy books.
Bingo.
Why don't you read?
Oh, never mind. I thought you were saying just see the movie.
Yeah,
that he. I which I agree with him totally. But I know he said it. Maybe you just said it to me. I don't know.
Why don't you read stuff and get like learned on?
Oh, that was me. But I didn't say get,
did
learned,
get
on.
Learned on. I don't even know what the fuck she's talking about.
I don't speak learned stupid on. Stuff. I never studied dumb fuck in school, but.
You said to read other factual things.
Yeah,
to
I said
smarter.
Right.
You said why don't you read
don't
stuff
you
where you'll
like,
actually learn?
Like in other words, and it's real basic. In other words, whatever things that you've read in the past or heard of in the past that you're not 100% sure, you know, on how things work or a certain theory or whatever.
Well, that's
read that stuff.
That's part of the problem. She doesn't realize she's 100% wrong. On all of this stuff, she thinks she's right until she brings it up on the show, and we just fuck with her.
I am right.
You're wrong.
So that's been bothering me. Like I should read other stuff.
Stop. You know what? It's I'm not saying don't read like Gone Girl books like that. Read them, but instead of reading them 3 times, take
read
those
2 times
and read 2 new books and read things that are factual, like something you can learn from.
So I started doing that.
Okay. And what'd you come up with? It didn't help
it
you say medulla oblongata yet.
No, it was so boring that I fell asleep. Like I was in school. No, like I was on my bed reading this textbook.
Well, there's your problem. Reading in bed, you're either a nerd or...
No, I was reading on my stomach. So like I'm laying
you
on my...
You couldn't see the pages.
So you were staring at your tits for an hour?
So I was...
It's like every Thursday night.
And... I was reading, and the TV was on. What Sons was on too, but like
too
old
much distractions
Sons.
Going on.
No, I need more than one thing going on, or I can't function right.
Okay,
how can you focus?
Easy.
You just like the background noise.
No, if things are too quiet, it gets weird. Mm. I can't have things too quiet ever.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
What?
What?
You hear that?
Shut up. Shut up. All right.
Go ahead.
So all of a sudden I was asleep. I woke up. I drooled and everything, like in school. Like, do you know when you fall asleep on your textbook in school?
It's making it too easy.
Fucking drooling idiot.
Oh.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
and it was that. It was science. That shit was boring as fuck. And I think it was like an eighth grade textbook or something that you
check
think
it out.
Would be.
I blinded us with science.
It was so fucking boring.
Where'd you come across an eighth grade textbook? Who'd you rob?
I didn't rob anybody. I got it.
She kept her books from the last grade she attended.
Well, last year.
They don't inject you with science when you're born.
The science was sucked.
What was the topic in the book you were reading that put you to sleep?
The glossary.
Flowers, maybe? Flowers or something?
Why would you read flowers?
It was the beginning.
No. That's not what I meant.
What was the book about?
Do research. Find things you like and pick them out of books. Don't read the whole book cover to cover.
I like everything.
Half of the shit you see in the book is useless anyway.
Why?
Because would you rather take the time, waste your time and learn about flowers instead of putting time into learning about
planets? I think it was flowers. I don't know.
You want to make flowers?
Oh, my God. You don't make flowers more.
What's a nuclei? Is that in a flower?
That's science.
That's
science. I was reading science nuclei book.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, Marcos just got here.
What flowers?
Is that all the seeds in the nucleus, the nuclei, or is that a bunch of nucleuses?
It's a bunch, yeah.
Okay.
It's the plural of nucleus.
Of nucleus, okay. But nucleus is always like the center of something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the center of a flower.
No, not just a flower.
It's the center of your fucking brain, you idiot.
It was something was round and flower looking like in the book. I should read about the planets.
What I'm saying is
pick
stuff that you are interested in. Are you interested in flowers?
I'm interested in science.
Okay, but
this was the basics of science.
No, science is
such a big field.
Yeah, it's so vast. You can live 300 years and not learn everything about it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
She could live 3 million years. She's not going to learn anything about it.
Okay, or that. But pick things that interest you or that you're not 100% sure on that you would want to know. Like dinosaurs, for instance. You're still not convinced about that. Why don't you read up about dinosaurs? Or you like the whole planets and, you know, universe shit. Read up about that.
I thought that this was telling me, like, the beginning of time.
No. You're thinking Neil deGrasse Tyson shit.
Yeah.
You're not there. You got a while to go.
I listen to his podcast.
Yeah, you
can
listen to his podcast. That's great. But you're never going to get to his level. Don't try to figure him out because you're not going to find it by reading about flowers. This guy writes shit on boards. Like, he probably fucking wakes up. He probably sleepwalks and writes a new formula on the fucking wall or some shit. You know, he's not drooling on his
fucking book. I thought it was the beginning of the basics and that's where I should start.
No. When a book starts, you're thinking a book is like a fictional book. It's not. Just because a book starts at chapter one doesn't mean that's the very first thing
that happened.
Yeah, you don't need chapter one to learn chapter two.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not, I mean, not all
God,
the time.
God, you really didn't pay attention to school at all.
It's just so long ago.
Not that long ago.
It was a long time
I mean, it was
ago.
Longer for me, and I know how books
I work. Remember, like, history books always went through, like, time periods.
Well, history books are in chronological order.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it would be pretty stupid if they weren't.
Well, flowers came before planets. They just floated, and then these rocks formed.
What the fuck?
Flower
Marcus
landed on planets.
Is that great?
I mean, can you imagine if your history book started with Kennedy, and then the next chapter was Christopher Columbus? Like, how fucking stupid would that be?
Yeah, it's like showing the ending of a movie first.
But why wouldn't they do that in a science book, then?
Because
science isn't chronological.
Right.
There's a bunch of different things.
There's too much stuff. That's why I'm saying you could live 300 years, you'll never learn every little fact about science. There's too much science, and not one book covers it.
Fuck you, science.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't minimalize science. It's fucking vast.
Can I learn about one specific kind of science? Do they do that?
Yeah, but even one specific kind of science is still vast. It takes years. That's why people go to college for years to learn to get that fucking degree in that one specific type of science.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So I should not learn about science.
No, that's not what
is it. Wait, are the planets science?
Oh, my God.
That's yes. Is the solar yes. system science?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
What? What? God damn yous.
Boom.
No, I'm not saying don't learn science. But the way you're saying it, you're making it sound like science is a pamphlet. Okay? It's not. It's the opposite. It's never ending. There's new science every day. You're never going to catch up. You understand?
So they don't start in science. It doesn't start at one point. And
no, then
move
but
on?
Science. There's so many different. There's so many different
I think
sections
this was
of
Earth science.
Let me finish. Earth. There's so many different levels of science that people don't sit there and be like, "Well, because I'm a scientist, I'm going to learn all science." People are scientists of a certain type of science. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like Dr. Venkman.
Right. Bullshit science. A BS and BS, as I like to call it. But, you know, scientists that work in a lab doing, you know, genetic research, they're geneticists. That's what they went to school for, genetics. But they don't know shit about fucking planets. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not that they don't know shit. I'm sure they went through some stuff, but the core things they learned about was genetics, DNA, all
they
that
They didn't
kind
have
of shit.
A basic science that they took at
Yeah,
one
when
point.
They were in fucking second grade. You know, chlorophyll. You mean borophyll.
Yeah, chlorophyll yeah. was yeah. in there.
It's a fucking club. Were you there? I was there. I was in there.
In the before I had fallen asleep, I had read about chlorophyll.
Dude, borophyll. Chlorophyll is the banging-ass club right there. Yeah, I was in there. He's like spouting
there.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That you pick the one topic, science, that is probably the most broad of anything. That
Earth?
And, what?
Is that what the book is, Earth Science?
I feel like there was a picture of the Earth on it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. That's
right. That could be chemistry. It could be biology.
Yeah,
it could be anything.
Yeah.
Stop looking at the pictures.
Start with like
if
science
learning,
for dummies.
If I'm listen,
I know I hit a fucking
too many big words.
No, those books suck. I have a bunch of them.
The dummy doesn't even understand the dummy books.
No, some of them are smart. Like when it's a real complicated thing, but
you're dumb.
No, it's like Cliff's Notes. I feel like they don't tell you everything.
I don't know much.
Stop mocking me!
That was just a taste of my knowledge.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? No, science is too vast, miss. You can't just say science. Pick something specific,
pick
within
science.
Solar science. I'm sure there's a book called Solar Science.
Yeah, I bet there is, yeah.
That you can find what you're looking for.
For who the fuck you talk to, yo? What's going on here?
Why don't you look that John up?
Please don't encourage her.
I read that book. It's cray.
Listen, I was writing raps the other day. It stuck.
Oh, so you're in a ghetto state of mind.
Right yeah, now. Man. These words are hard as shit. There is no solar science. Chemical fingerprints.
Chemical fingerprints. Chemical fingerprints. Chemical fingerprints. So Harrison Ford in 42.
It's a you fucking TV show. Solar Science is a TV show, apparently.
Okay.
That so
it's
maybe
the
I
dumbest name I've ever heard.
I don't know what it's about. I gave up.
Oh, Missy. Fuck.
If you want to learn about planets, get a book on the solar system.
Listen, right now I'm learning about philosophy. I changed.
Oh, God, what the fuck? How many books do you read?
I read a lot. I have a lot of books, man.
Stick with one thing and focus on
it. I know, man.
It.
Your ADD is out of fucking control.
I know, but I feel like philosophy makes sense to me.
The retard with the dumb question.
That's what I'm doing. I'm reading The Alchemist, all the philosophizers. Philosophers.
Fuck me, man.
All the philosophers say.
Name a couple philosophizers. Velociraptors.
They say, read The Alchemist, period, end of story. So I'm reading that. Apparently, it's going to change my life. I'm ready.
It's going to change your life.
It's going to make you realize how dumb you are.
No. The last thing that I learned about, I was pretty good at it. Like, so.
What was that?
Yeah, existentialism. Blowjobs. I read like 7 fucking books by like all the people.
I don't know, miss.
That makes sense. It's brain stuff.
I don't know. I'm not good at it.
Keep you sharp. Why are you biting your lip, literally?
I'm actually not. I'm just making a face. Because I'm like, I see your mouth moving, but I don't know what's coming out anymore. It's like a blender. Just blah, 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 blah.
It's all gibberish.
I feel like they don't know everything about science. So once I learn,
nobody
knows
everything
about
science.
Solar
That's my point.
System.
But what are you going to gain by learning the solar system?
Knowledge.
Fuck Christ. Fucking hell.
It's
like a bad PBS show.
Oh my God, dude.
Oh, God.
An inanimate object.
That was just a taste of my knowledge.
No, no. Here's my thing, okay? You're just spouting random science topics, okay? Don't pick it now, okay? Think about things in science that interest you.
Okay.
Are you telling me solar system's the top of the list?
No.
Then why the fuck are you going to start with that? That
because the sky is very important to me.
Does anybody have a revolver? So, I think we should do our first ever game of Russian roulette.
Listen, that's the biggest thing when you look up is like what goes past. So.
What? Wait, what?
That didn't make any sense.
What just happened?
So you look in the sky. Love the sky, the moon, clouds, sun, all that horse shit.
Right.
Love it all.
Right.
So why not learn about the biggest thing
and then
come down?
The sky has nothing to do with...
Well, no. Learn past the sky and then come down to the sky.
Okay. So... So Mark, are you quitting? You tapping out?
I can't. How are you even talking to her right now? I can't do it.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
What the fuck are you talking about?
To learn about what we know about further away.
Chris, when are you going to explode? Explode, please.
Why does nobody understand what I'm trying to say?
You're out of your fucking mind.
Look, I'll do a demonstration. X equals Y, and that's the end. This is Earth.
Yes.
Then this is... The solar system. Well, wait.
What are you talking about? Earth is in the solar. You're fucking retarded. You just created the wheel. Good for you. You
apparently, the solar system is at the core of the Earth.
Fucking caveman.
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
My mind overpowers science.
She's got down
syndrome. Never mind. I can't explain it so you guys will understand.
No.
I told you earlier, I don't speak dumb fuck.
Trump is a fucking cute boy.
I don't know. I figured because that is past the sky to learn from the furthest point and then come down. I don't know how else to say.
Yeah, but you don't know where it's. You don't know where it ends.
Right, but what we know. So learn from what we know.
You're never going to make it down here.
Oh, why?
There's too much out there to learn.
There's too much.
Yeah.
Even if it's basic stuff.
Yes, there's no. You can't just say basic. Basic is saying, oh, look, Sun, Mercury, Mars, Earth, name the rest, and that's
like,
it. That's basic.
I can't even do that, though.
For what you're saying, there is no basic to start all the way at the end of what we know to come all the way back down to Earth. Right. There's too much information. You'll never learn it in a lifetime. No one knows it. You understand? Your boy Tyson?
Yes.
He doesn't even know everything. Believe it or not, he doesn't know. He's learning new shit every day.
Right.
Okay. So why do you think you're going to know it?
Well, I mean, basic stuff.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know.
See, when I start speaking Italian, that's bad news, man.
That's bad.
Never mind then.
Oh, my God. I got to take a piss. Can we take a break?
You want to take a break?
Yeah, I got to pee so bad.
All right, Mark.
Maybe even kill myself.
Just for you. We're going to take a break.
Thank you.
It's all about you.
Yeah, I mean, we're not on a roll or anything.
No,
I'm kidding. We could take a
no,
break.
No, Marco said take a break. Let's take a break.
I got to pee. I'm just saying.
Go pee.
Go pee.
Probably bang my head against your fucking toilet.
Just fucking.
I don't want to clean up blood. Do it outside.
For you, I'm just going to jump outside.
Way to hit the wall. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 stops. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days,
what
is
that exciting
have a
deals?
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style.
Wiggity, welcome back.
Where's Missy? She pooping?
It's 10:30. It's 10:30 somewhere.
Maybe she's doing a line of coke off your toilet.
Yeah, I don't.
If she is, and she dies, you're fucking digging the hole.
I'm not digging the hole.
You're digging the hole.
No.
Why? Why would you? You don't need to dig the hole. Put her in a fucking drum and light her on fire. At least she'll keep warm.
Fucking freezing out.
Put her down a basement with all the rest of your fucking dead prostitutes.
I don't keep them in the house. What's wrong with you?
You wouldn't put them. You don't put them with the prostitute. You put them. You put her with the trash.
Fuck is she at? She's pooping. I'm telling you. She said her stomach was hurting.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Chris, you better spray that bathroom. Disinfect that shit.
I'm just going to throw the toilet out.
She probably went to the library to see what was wrong with her.
Got a stomach ache.
Library MD.
Bubble guts. What the fuck, man?
Seriously, man. The girl is lost. She's lost.
Dude, I don't...
I don't know what else to say. The girl's lost.
Man.
She lost everything. She lost her mind. She lost her fucking...
There's a fire
brain cells.
From her...
I lost my shoe.
Brain to her mouth. There's something in the middle there.
A firewall?
Yeah, firewall. Yeah.
Try fire water. Too much of it.
The drugs really fucked her up.
When I told her to take her time, I didn't mean like this. It's been 15 minutes since we took a break.
Man. Smoking that whole pack of cigarettes.
Fucking baby.
Yeah, like, you guys know what I meant when I was saying don't just pick the word science. Like, it's just too much stuff.
It's way too much shit. It's so vast.
Right. There's, like, just so much stuff. You got to pick a category in it. and you know, one that interests you, obviously. Don't just learn everything just for the sake of, because you're not that's the one thing you won't learn.
I mean, you can open up like a community college catalog and there's 10 different sciences.
Yeah. Right. And that's community college. Right. Imagine if it was a real university.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know why she would, you know,
because she doesn't
start from the beginning or the end and work her way back.
Because she's so hungry for knowledge, you know, quote unquote.
But that's
knowledge.
The thing, though. She's always hungry for knowledge, but is she getting it?
No, it's in one ear and it threw her out. She reads it, goes right out her brain. It seeps right
her
out.
Her brain's like a prism. Like when you shine a light on it, it just shoots out so many different lights.
That's good.
She doesn't get that one beam of light that you're supposed to focus on.
Just focus on something.
You know?
So maybe she needs some sort of medicine to keep her balanced.
I don't think that's it.
Science! No?
Just listen to what she said. I was reading a science book and fell asleep. She's reading facts and it doesn't interest her.
Because it's boring. It's not fun. It's,
exactly.
Just like life. If it gets too boring, you know, gotta make a change.
You're just a woman with a small brain.
We should just play sound bites till she gets back.
What's that?
Just play sound bites till she gets back. This one's going out to Missy.
Missy cunt. You're a fucking bitch.
Stop the puttana.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
You drug addicted motherfucking whore.
Shut up, bitch.
You want to chew the dumbest fuck I ever met in my whole life?
Would you take a shit? Yeah. You're only 5 minutes late.
This could very well
You said
be
take my time.
I didn't mean like that. I meant like you could finish your cigarette.
I finished my cigarette. No, I didn't poop. I didn't even go in the bathroom.
Fucking
a malignant cunt.
Jesus Christ. Jeez Louise, I was gone for 5 seconds.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
Fuck. Jerks.
Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
Punch her really hard right in her hepatitis.
The fuck?
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Punch her! Just do what men have been doing for thousands of years and punch the woman.
So that's what you really were doing, talking shit?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, we were talking about the science thing.
Yeah.
And I was saying to them, you guys know what I'm talking about by her. I'm telling her not to just say science because it's so vast.
Broad.
Right. Pick a category in science. And Chris made a good point, said, at just a regular community college, they have 10 different science programs. Imagine, and I said, imagine a university. They would have more.
I'm going to look into it.
And Marco made a good point, too. He's saying something is blocking because, you know, Chris was like, well, she was trying to read facts and she fell asleep. And I was like, yeah, because it's not fun.
It's not fun. It's boring.
Well, that's your problem. you're completely at your old age.
Mm.
You're stuck at – no, you're stuck at entertainment as your source of knowledge, which isn't knowledge. It's entertainment. That's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, you relate real life to movies. Even science, you relate to movies. You know, how many times have we talked about anything scientific and you're like, oh, yeah, like Armageddon or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that's what you know.
I do that all the time in my life.
I know, but that's my point.
What we should do is so get like some sort of science book and let her read the first part of the first chapter and then write the rest of the chapter.
Dun, 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 nope.
Actually, that'd be kind of fun.
It'll interest her.
That's actually a pretty good exercise for you.
I'm down with that.
You need some exercise.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I was like, you motherfucker.
That's okay. The turkey bowls are back. I'll get fat.
Fucking right.
It's worth it.
It is worth it.
You realize when you say that, it sounds like turkey balls. Just so you know.
Turkey bowls.
Yeah, but it sounds like turkey balls when you say that. Just so you know. You're like, oh, turkey balls are back.
My fucking balls!
You got some balls, you know that?
My balls.
Yeah. Turkey balls. Yeah, but real quick, just to wrap that up, the whole science thing, there's got to be something in the, you know, vast universe of science that really interests you among everything else.
you pick that and you start reading little by little and try to pick stuff up. You know what I mean? You try to like not test yourself, but kind of like get it to where you're like, oh, no shit, I never knew that or whatever. Like that's how you learn, you know?
That sounds like a good plan.
Get your learn on.
You know what? And if you don't like reading so much, you know what's a good thing to do?
I like reading.
I'm saying the fact stuff.
Okay.
Write it. Like, look at the page and write it down yourself. It keeps you busy. You won't fall asleep writing. That's true. Maybe you will. I don't fucking know. You're so goddamn high.
Yeah, just go out and buy a box of those colored crayons.
Yeah,
and get to work.
Have a couple turkey balls by you and just go to town.
All the turkey balls.
My balls.
Turkey balls. Anyway. Don't worry, miss. You have somebody that's actually on your side.
Yeah.
That's
good enough.
That doesn't think you're stupid, yes.
I think a lot of people don't think I'm stupid.
I think you're stupid for thinking that.
Got an email from John Young.
What up, John Young?
Mighty John Young.
My Twitter friend.
Is that your Twitter friend?
Mm-hmm.
Does he stare at your twitties all the time?
No. Twitties?
Is he trying to touch your twitties?
I'm sure he is.
He's trying to twitty fuck her.
You guys like direct message each other?
We do direct message each other.
You
chat his cock still in her mouth.
We like publicly chat as well.
Suck my cock, motherfucker.
Why do you message on a down low?
He messaged me first on the down low, and I just continued the conversation.
Okay.
It wasn't bad.
No?
Did he send you a picture of his dick yet?
No, picture of his dick.
No?
No. I don't even know what he looks like. I don't even think he has pictures on his
Apparently. Phone. He came all over the sun visor.
I'll fucking come in your kitchen. I'll come on your fucking art. I'll come anywhere I want.
All right. He says, my name is John, and I live in Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh, shit.
I love listening to your podcast.
He's Scott.
And download it every week. I love the chat and the way you guys interact. We barely interact with Anyway, I've been talking to Missy on Twitter recently and decided to stick up for her because she promised you'd read my email on the podcast. I personally think she's a bit smarter than you guys give her credit for.
Well, you're dumb.
No, really.
No, really.
I do. Stop laughing. It's true. It's almost like he's just
stop laughing at me, Swan.
It's like he's in the room.
Stop laughing at me.
Oh, my goodness. The Jersey Jerk Show kind of makes me think of the Ricky Gervais podcast.
Oh,
that's a good. That's a thank you. I'll take that.
Thank you very
now,
much.
This
sir.
Is very confusing.
The only difference is they're talented.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Carl Billington is very way smarter than Missy.
That's not true. I'm smarter than Carl.
Well, according to John, Chris and Marco combined are a bit like Ricky Gervais winding Missy up. I think he means you, Fowl. But then he says Chris is a bit like Stephen Merchant. Sounding like the voice of reason, but actually just winding her up as much
that's
as the other
probably
two.
Me.
Okay. And Missy is a bit like Carl Pilkington.
Yes, Pilkington.
Missy Dum Dum style.
Full of crazy notions happy. And unique ideas.
Hmm?
If I was there, I'd totally stick up for her. And
yes.
Explain what she's trying to say. Which probably wouldn't be as funny.
He gets the show.
If I'm honest.
He does get the show. Good for him. Mighty John Young.
Having said that, she does sometimes say some absolute gems. I agree.
That's a nice way of calling her stupid.
Stupid. A person below normal intelligence.
I think you guys can make a killing in the slogan t-shirt business. For example.
I already came up with this idea, but go on.
Yeah. An Ackerman yo? Or, why are there no fossils of Jesus?
Wow.
I think
that's great.
Right? I think that would be great.
That's fantastic.
What's onomatopoeia? Food?
You're talking shit.
He goes on to say, you know what? I heard her fart once. It went... Sorry, Missy. I will say that. I also like the Kings of Leon. But not as bad as you say they are, Fabio.
He just ruined the whole email.
Shut the fuck up.
I wouldn't pay to see them, though.
You fucking idiot.
Listening to your style of podcast along with a few others inspired me to start a podcast myself, which no longer exists.
Aw, poor John.
It featured two guys and a girl. playing guitars and chatting about stuff.
Oh, yeah, that sounds interesting.
Keep working at it, man. We didn't get 5 listeners overnight. It took us 5 years to get those 5
exactly.
listeners.
It was called Guitarmageddon.
Yes.
That probably what did you in. That's probably what did you in. Guitarmageddon. I'm malfunctioning.
Unfortunately, our crazy our crazy female was a bit too crazy, and now she doesn't even speak to me.
I guarantee you, he put his dick in her.
Yeah. He fucked her.
Her. It got all weird.
High five.
Did he yell freedom while he was fucking her?
Freedom!
Well, this has been a bit of a mad ramble. Just ignore it if it's too crap. How can you ignore this?
I like John.
I do genuinely love your podcast, though, and I'll carry on listening. If you need a UK or Scotland-centric opinions on things, just drop me a line. Cheers.
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 Cheers, Mike.
Cheers.
Cheers, John. From Scotland.
Does he say shite instead of shit?
No.
Does he say arse instead of ass?
He said he's going to call and leave a message and see if we understand what the fuck he's saying.
Okay. Okay. Oh, love you, Jackie boy. You got, don't
that's
worry.
The only thing you ever hear Chip say is that's Jackie it. Boy. Yeah.
And John,
I
and
can't understand
John,
what John,
I'm not making fun of you by saying that. It's don't worry, you guys will get that show in about 15 years.
Yeah.
It's called Sons of Anarchy, which, you know, pretty good show. And one whole season takes place in Ireland, which I know you're not from, but it's close enough.
And then we get a bunch of emails from the Potato King.
Yeah, who is this guy?
This Potato King?
I have no idea. He says,
Abe Froman, Sausage King of Chicago.
As far as new name for your podcast, how about go?
This is Sergeant Peterson.
How about go with the Jersey Cocksuckers, the Fucking Morons, or the literally retarded podcast?
So he's a hater.
No. Oh. Suck my potato dick. Potato King out. You make me laugh a lot. He's like, he hates us and loves us all in the same breath.
The Potato King.
The Potato
Suck
King.
Suck my potato. That's a good slogan
Thank
on
you,
a t-shirt.
Potato King.
He always emails us.
What does he usually say? Weird things like that?
Just shit like that. I mean, I read
like short
you.
Little tweet like
the
things.
Jersey. What did he say? The Jersey cocksucker? Yeah.
The Potato King. I think we talked about it once, and he said, how dare you disrespect and shun the Potato King?
I remember that.
I honored you, and you disrespect me. I take back my last email, which gave you respect.
Long what was live, the last email?
I don't know. I'll go find it.
Long it live was like years King. Ago.
Long live the Potato King. I have no idea.
Potato King, who are you?
Show yourself.
Show yourself.
I wonder if he's from Idaho.
Where's he from?
I don't know. Does it say?
I wonder if it has to do with the vegetable or bread. Huh? Potato
John
bread.
John Young, did you catch that? Do you want to retract your statements?
Potato bread. I love potato bread. Every time you say the potato king, I think of bread.
I wonder if it's the vegetable, the bread, or the chip.
Oh, it could be the chip.
Snap. It could be a chip.
See? I do speak a little stupid.
Ask him. Send him an email back asking him what the potato reference is. Into.
Maybe it's all potatoes.
I don't think you're going to get anything back that's going to be worthwhile.
Why?
Because he's hiding behind a moniker. The Potato King. He doesn't, obviously doesn't want anybody to know who he is.
Moniker.
Yeah. Doesn't Rob have anything better to do
Miss,
with
hold on. Time out. Time out. Time out. Wheels are turning, Missy. Did you never hear that word before?
I thought it was an eyeglass. One eyeglass.
Monocle. Mr. Peanut wears a moniker.
All I was thinking of was a potato with
Mr.
one.
Mr. Peanut wears a monocle. Monocle.
I thought I was picturing a potato with one
You motherfucking cocksuckers.
The level of incompetence is staggering. What the fuck?
Where was it you graduated from again? The University of Duh. Oh,
wow.
Jesus Christ. She was like,
bitch.
Moniker. And she like just totally melted in her seat. Moniker.
I did. I was like thinking.
Yeah. Hmm? And I hear that noise. I hear that song. That dun, 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 dun. just fucking picture it as you're looking up. No, I hear the other one. Dun 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 dun. I don't know where that's from, but that's what I hear when I look at you. As you frolic in your mind, looking for the moniker. Monocle is the eyeglass.
Moniker is a name.
A nickname?
Nickname.
Yeah. Like Potato King would be a moniker.
Mm-hmm. Monica is the girl who sucked the president's dick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
she was on Twitter for like 5 seconds.
Fuck, she did something in Philly. She was just here to...
Who's she fucking?
Yeah, right. She did someone in Philly.
I follow Pimp Bill Clinton on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've read us this bullshit before.
I know. But he kept retweeting everything and he was saying some fucking hilarious shit to her. Really? And then she deleted her Twitter. Yeah.
She has a fat potato pussy. Take that, King.
So that's the emails.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Potato Man.
Potato King. Get it right.
Right. Don't disrespect them.
Potato King.
Or he'll
I'm sorry.
Throw his monocle at you.
Don't throw
monocle
at me.
Hey, real quick. Speaking of Philly, I heard that they're doing a Real Housewives in Philly.
Really?
They're looking into it. I read that, too.
I heard they already got the girls picked out. A
Nobody
bunch of
gives a shit.
I realize this, but I have a problem with it because it's too close to home. I don't want them to do the stupid shit they're
doing
everywhere
else.
They
already did New Jersey once.
But that's like North Jersey. Yeah. That's practically New York. Fuck them. I hate North New Jersey
anyway.
All
they do is find chicks that married or are married to rich guys.
Or they're also some of them are self-made. Like one of them's an attorney that they chose.
I read they had a whole bunch of people in mind. Yeah.
Yeah, they already have the names out that they're...
Hell.
And there's two different companies that are going for
them.
I read
the same article.
I'm looking it up.
One is basically Bravo, and the other one's like E.
I think it's two production companies that deal with...
But one of them has a contract with Bravo, the other one has a contract with E.
Yeah.
And they're both trying to... So my problem is this. If they do this fucking show, it's going to paint Philly in a worse light than it already is painted. You understand
what
I'm
saying? Is that even possible?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, it's possible. Because when people think of Philly, anyone in this country thinks of Philadelphia, they think of AIDS, Tom Hanks, faggots, and and horrible sports fans.
The birthplace of our country.
I get that, but they don't. They don't care.
No, you think of Philadelphia like that when you're fucking 11.
Right. Or when you hear like a Patti LaBelle song. Or Philadelphia Freedom by, of course, the gay. The gay Elton John, not the straight one. That's why he wrote that song, because he was free to be gay in Philadelphia. No, I'm dead serious. Yeah.
I butt fucked this dude.
I honestly think that this Ghostbuster lady is going to run right the fuck out of here next week.
Oh, we're going to
stop. I'm just going to tell you now, next week's show, starting with the fucking Ghostbusters theme. I'm not going to lie.
I would.
Oh, my God. Jesus. So, anyway, I have a problem with that. I hope it doesn't go through.
It's not definite. But you know,
it sounds like it's a green lit thing. They just have to. They basically all it is they're waiting for that group of women to sign with one or the other production company.
Who are women?
I never heard of any of them.
Yeah, I never heard of any of them either. Most of them are married to rich men,
but nobody famous.
I'm trying to look it up right now.
They're basically like Rittenhouse women and Chestnut Hill women. And,
right, right. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Like they're not married to like any CEOs of any big companies.
No, oh yeah, but I don't know these CEOs and I don't know the company. They didn't relinquish the companies, not that I know of anyway. But yeah, and then like one of them's like an attorney. Oh no, I'm sorry. One is a real estate agent, like a real estate mogul or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you know, whatever. And apparently, 80% of this cast are friends.
Tell it isn't all the other.
I don't
shows.
Know. I don't watch this bullshit. I'm just telling you what I know. All right.
Well, yeah, like rich people.
This show has got to go. It's got to go.
Motherfuckers got to go.
Exactly. This motherfucker's gained weight.
Dead weight. You all fucking know it.
Yeah, I'm really sad about that. I think it's, you know, why don't they do like cool shows here? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we have It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but it's not
funny anymore.
Yeah, it really isn't. Yeah,
the Goldbergs is based in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but that's such horse shit. You know what's funny? Half the fucking shirts that kid wears on the show, I see them at Kohl's. So, I mean, yeah, they're vintage. They're supposed to be vintage, yeah, but yeah, they're not the ones that actually existed back then. Yep. So, yep, it's like, I don't know. That shit fucking bothers me. But they need to do something really cool and not like a fucking Real World type show. They already did that. Which, yeah, that's actually kind of funny because I knew a chick did the Walk of Shame after she got fucked in the shower.
Van Halen concert with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were watching the show. I was kind of seeing a friend of hers, and, you know, the girl I was seeing was like, yo, so-and-so is going to be on The Real World tonight. She told us. But this girl acted like, you know, everything was going to be fine. The only thing they showed is her hooking up with one of the dudes from the house, then moving to the bedroom and fucking, then taking a shower together and fucking, and then the next morning she does the Walk of Shame. He, like, kicks her out of the house. It was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen. And that was the only episode I ever watched because I had some sort of, like, you know, interest there. Man, did they really make her look like a whore. Not that she didn't do it herself. I mean, she fucked the guy the first night she met him.
You should know.
But you're on TV. You got to know. I mean, don't they sign shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They stop production at some point. Say, look, you got to sign this or whatever.
Before they even go in the house or before they even go in the bar or wherever.
Yeah, I don't care what your name is. You just have to sign this whore.
Whore, slut, bitch.
That was her part in the show. As a matter of fact, if you look over in the credits, it says whore, slut, bitch.
Nice. IMDb.
She was one of your friends?
Filthy whore.
She was a friend of a friend.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I knew her. We hung out a couple times. But she was down in Cape May with us.
Was she?
Yeah. There was three girls that came down. The one girl that I was seeing that got with later on in life. Mm-hmm. And her two friends, and one of them really liked Woo, mm-hmm, and the other one, nothing. I don't think anything happened with him and her. Oh, then again, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, she'll do it on TV.
I don't know who these people are.
Yeah. Yeah, do you remember though? We were on the other side of the bar. We normally stand at. We stand at the one side where, like, it is in line with the front door and the bathroom. But we were on the other side of the bar that time because it was not as busy that night we were there. And it was you, me, and Shizzle, and it was them three girls. And that's where we stayed the whole night in that bar. I forget the name of the bar, Carney's in Cape May.
Nah, I don't know. Anyway. I smoked myself retarded. I have no idea.
See, that's okay to forget shit like that. But not like, you know, 4 + 4 equals chair. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't. Fucking, they need to do like an X-rated Real World so you can see some vag.
It's like the Big Brother. They do the Showtime.
They don't show nothing there either.
I don't know. I never really watch it.
Well, I have Showtime. So when I'm flipping through and I see a fucking webcam, I'm like, what the fuck?
So you can't really
I thought I picked up like somebody's fucking, you know, like webcam or something. Like, why is it on my TV? And you see like black and white, night vision, and you see two people under the covers.
So you can't really see shit anyway.
No, exactly. It's stupid. It's gay.
The new Real World that they're going to do is called Real World Skeletons.
Oh, are they digging up the first cast? They all die of AIDS?
Digging up Pedro?
Oh, yeah, my God.
Why is that shocking to you?
This is mean. He's a beloved character.
AIDS? Hey, yo, what's up? This is Pedro.
The man harbors a faggot.
Welcome to the Yersey Yerk Show.
Oh, my God, Pedro. He follows me on Facebook now.
Does he?
Yeah. Because I want to accept his friend request.
I see you.
He does. He posts.
He pokes you?
He posts like weird comments on my pictures. I'm like, I don't know what that says. I never know what it says.
What are you doing? GWAT. What?
I want to make pancakes with Mrs. Pussy pancakes.
What was that? Pussy pancakes. Yeah. Pussy. Like a John Goddard. Pusher. Pusher pancakes. Oh, man. All right. I got something lined up for you guys.
Nice.
We haven't done this in a while. Actually, we did. We used to do a different version. We used to say, what would you do for money? This is, would you rather? Change it up a little bit. So I'm going to read you. I got 11 of these. I'm going to read you the would you rathers, and you have to pick one or the other.
Okay.
You don't have to be quick about it. You're just going to go around the table. If you want to give an explanation or if you need to ask me questions, because I've painted all these pictures in my mind to describe them for you if you're confused. All right. So I'm going to start with the first one. Now, before I read them, they're both terminal.
Okay.
Would you rather have Ebola or would you rather have full-blown AIDS? Start with Marco.
Ebola.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Die quicker?
Yeah.
You don't last long with that.
Yeah. I think, what's the mortality rate? 70%? Once you, if you beat it, you're good.
You didn't hear me. You weren't paying attention.
No, you can't live.
They're both terminal. Yeah.
Both terminal. AIDS.
Okay.
Switch that to AIDS.
All right, Missy?
I have a question.
Yeah, shoot. Go ahead.
Shock.
I heard Ebola liquefies your organs.
I don't know. That I cannot answer. I don't know if that really happens. I would think that takes an enormous amount of heat to do something like that.
That's a question for Dr. Steve.
It's a question for Hitler.
No, because it kills all your red blood cells, and the red blood cells make your organs work, and the organs just liquefy because they don't have
blood. That seems like a lot of steps have jumped. You said kills all your red blood cells, and your red blood cells make your organs work. And you went from your organs stop working. Instead of saying that and just being still, they just automatically liquefy ice on a radiator.
Somebody told me that they liquefy, and that's why they liquefy.
State your source.
Friend?
It's not Biffle, is it?
No.
Okay.
I forget. Somebody said that. Because it's not getting enough red blood cells to
liquefy. I mean, if you take an animal liver and you throw it on a fire, it won't liquefy then either. How does it just liquefy? You know what liquefy means?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens to your panties when you watch, like, you know, I don't know.
Bill Clinton on Jon Stewart the other night?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you got He's all wet, shit. Right?
Yeah.
Her seat was so
throw that chair out.
Mm-hmm. Save it from me. Put it in the oral office.
That is a tough question.
Ebola virus or full blown AIDS?
I have a
question. Chris, you can steal.
I actually have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I mean, although they're both terminal, you can live a hell of a long time with AIDS.
Yes.
Are you dying at the same time, like you have 30 days?
No. Whatever the Ebola virus takes to die, whether it's like a month or some shit like that, and full-blown AIDS could be, you could live a couple years more than that. Look at magic. No, and that doesn't mean you have to be a magician, Mr. Live longer. The only problem is you got to remember, though, with AIDS, you live longer, so there's a lot more stigma attached to it. Like, people are going to be kind of standoffish.
Right. You're never going to fuck again unless you find somebody else with AIDS.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure there's AIDS dating site.
I was going to say, but you can create an AIDS dating site. You know what I mean? AIDS date.
Plenty of AIDS.
Right. Right. Let's go out on a dates. Yeah.
I'm going to go with either live a long time without fucking or die quickly.
Can't fuck on Ebola anyway. Apparently your testicles will liquefy.
My balls are mush.
Your ball bag's just filled up with liquid.
Yeah, it's like applesauce down there. It's no good.
I'm going to go with AIDS.
Same here.
Got to go with AIDS.
AIDS?
Oh, man.
That's all right. Take your time.
I don't know. Because I wouldn't want to have to go to the doctors a lot, and I would have to if I had AIDS.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but if you have Ebola, you're basically quarantined.
You're going to die in the hospital.
You don't get to go out and frolic anymore.
But you can't frolic on AIDS. You get those lesions on your face and shit.
That doesn't keep you from frolicking.
Yeah.
Your like skin falls off.
You could take,
it's not a leper.
It's not leprosy.
Did you ever see somebody with full-blown AIDS?
Yeah.
You see the lesions that they get all over
themselves? Yes, I know. It looks like really bad liver spots. I get it.
Yeah.
What's your point?
Pick a goddamn...
She's vain as fuck. That's her point.
Oh, it's okay to get those shitty tattoos, but a couple lesions, God forbid.
Tattoos are my choice.
You could just tattoo over the lesions.
I'd rather have a lesion.
You can make yourself look like a globe.
Listen, I had a birthmark.
Put a bowl of land on one.
I had a birthmark on my butt my whole life. And people call it a shit stain when I was little.
How many times you walk around your whole life pantless?
In the summer.
Really?
In my bathing suit.
So you just go everywhere and bathe. I'm going to Wawa bathing suit.
No, but I like the beach. And
okay.
Pool.
And people said, shit herself. So that those people said, what about your birthmark?
They said it was a shit stain.
It's dark. So it's you have like a nipple on your ass.
It's, yeah, and it's shaped like a heart.
It's shaped like, I don't saying this because I want to see it. I just do not believe that it's shaped like a heart.
It's shaped like a heart. It's not a perfect heart, but it's a heart.
Drop your draw.
I can draw it.
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
Yeah,
that has been traumatic.
That will...
Therefore, having my entire body covered with them would be weird.
Can you just pick...
That was on your ass cheek.
All right, I'll go with AIDS because YOLO.
If it was possible to get a wrong answer, that was
YOLO. You only live a shitty life once.
That was the first question. You just totally liquefied my brain with that answer. Yeah, I'll take AIDS because of YOLO.
I wish we had some game show music.
Sorry. I'll tell you what. Here, I'll make it easier on you. Let me set this up for you. I'll lower it a little bit. How's that? Better?
Beautiful.
All right. It's like 11 minutes, but we're going to go past it. So. All right, next one. Would you rather save the life of a stranger, or would you rather save the life of your pet?
Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah. This isn't as difficult as you think it is.
It's not supposed to be difficult. Some of these are fucking dead
easy
giveaways.
Peasies.
Go ahead, Missy. I'll let you start since you took forever on the last one.
I would save all my pets.
Okay. I'm not surprised. I wasn't expecting anything different. Okay. Now.
Is a stranger a multi-billionaire?
Could be, but I don't know.
Man, I'm going
it's a stranger. You're not supposed to know who it is. But the option is there that they could be.
Well, to me, Warren Buffett's a stranger, but you, I know who the fuck he
is. I mean someone you just don't know.
No, pet.
Pet, okay.
Yeah, pet.
Pet. Same here. Pets all around. That was easy.
Pets rule supreme.
Huh?
Pets rule supreme.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you saying?
All right. This one's going to be a little difficult, okay? You know what? These ass and titties is not doing it for me. It's just not appropriate. And the moment I play it, the fucking game goes down the fucking drain. All right, next one. This is going to be a little difficult. Would you rather drive a nail through the nail of the tip of your pinky finger into a 2x4? Or would you rather shoot a staple gun once into your cock / piss flaps?
I think it's easy.
Okay.
I'm going to say... Not through my cock or piss flaps.
I hope you don't have the piss. I put the slash there for her. Even yeah, no I put way. The slash for the gash. Not you, Margaret. You'd have to answer the piss flap.
You could have just said cock wheel.
All right, so go ahead. So you're saying...
Through the pinky, yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right.
I'll do that.
All right. Chris?
I know a lot of people have like cock piercings.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is, what if you hit something and your dick don't work no more?
That's a great fucking question.
You but can amputate the pinky.
That's the risk. Right.
I'm definitely going with the pinky because you can cut that off and be fine.
Right.
Where if you hit the wrong spot on the dick, you can never get
it. And like I said, it's the tip. It's through the nail of the tip of your pinky.
The worst part about it is you have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get someone else to do it, you could.
Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah. I mean, it's up to you. I'm just saying it's your pinky that's got to happen to.
Yeah. I would definitely take the pinky.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Piss flaps.
Go Guess what, miss? I'm with you. Piss flaps. No, I'd rather shoot one staple in my dick. Absolutely. I don't think I could do that.
No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. And you know why I say it? Because the fucking dickheads from Jackass do it all the time, and they get all kinds of pussy. So there's my source.
I have a crush on Johnny Knoxville.
Well, there you go. Perfect for you. Even his last name is White Trash. No, I'm just playing. I honestly thought that it was going to be, you know, easier than it was. Like, or not easier, but I thought it was everyone's going to be on the same page. I didn't think anybody would pick the pinky.
No way.
I'm worried about my dick not working after that.
That ain't working now. What do you care? No, seriously though. But think about it though. Going. No.
Do you know my body like got. Like, even when I just thought about it, it was like, oh, fuck, like, pain.
Right, exactly. And it's
like,
just
I tensed up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, the nerves under your nail are so fucking sensitive.
Hell
You ever accidentally, like, get a splinter, and you're like, what the fuck?
Or cut your nails too low.
Yeah, even that. Like, and then you rub it, and it feels like, Jesus Christ, like, the nerves are hanging out. Yep. Right. So hurt. I couldn't imagine putting, like, a fucking, and when I say a nail, I don't mean, like, a little tiny thin one. Like, a regular nail, like, an average nail. You know, 6 inches.
Like a trim nail.
What?
Like a trim nail.
Like trim.
Yeah.
A trim nail would be good.
Yeah, but yeah, I was thinking more of a roofing nail. No, I'm just kidding. A railroad spike. But yeah, I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, yeah, I think I'd rather go with the staple gun. You know?
Yeah.
Because I didn't specify where in the dick. I didn't say balls. It's not balls. It's the dick. So my theory is get it chubbed up. And shoot it.
It'll bounce off.
Shoot it in the...
It's like Superman.
Dude, my dick's not fucking bulletproof. All right. All right. It's not graphics, so don't worry. It's a little easier. All right. Would you rather have $5 million and retire today? Or would you rather have $5 billion and work 40 hours a week and not retire till you're 60?
What kind of money are you making until you retire?
The fuck is wrong with your ears? Did you hear what I said?
You get the $5 billion, but you can't retire. You have to work.
Okay, but that's what you're saying. You don't get the $5 billion once you retire.
The choice is you can get $5 million and retire right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, or you can get $5 billion, but you have to work 40 hours a week and not retire. Right, and not retire until you're 60.
Okay.
I think it's a no-brainer.
Well, for me, it is.
Absolutely.
I'm taking the $5 billion.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Yep. And I'll tell you why. Well, my reasoning is this. Even if I don't have kids, I'll have someone in my family to leave it to. Plus, I can enjoy it more. You know what I mean? $5 million today is not the same as it was 20 years ago.
No, not only that, you can still... Even working 40 hours a week, you can still enjoy having $5 billion.
My original idea was 60 hours a week, you know, and it's not that 60 hours is the end of the world. Right.
I know
you
what it is. Yeah.
Right. You do it on average.
No, not that much, but
you
close.
Did for a while.
For a while I did.
But then I thought about it. I said, you know what? Just make it like a realistic, basically like a realistic work week. With a realistic retirement date, but the payoff is $5 billion.
Because honestly, working 60 hours a week, you can't enjoy that.
No, you can't. That's why I downed it to 40 because I'm like, all right, this is going to sway, you know, into one direction. I'm trying to make this hard.
Right.
You know, difficult. Because $5 million payoff, and this money is tax free, okay? So there is no tax. You're not going to get, you know, $2.8 million or whatever.
Okay. You're clearing five.
You're clearing $5 million. You retire today. You don't have to go back to work, or you work till you're 60 at 40 hours a week to collect $5 billion. Now, this doesn't mean you get the $5 billion when you turn 60.
Right.
This means, you know,
that's what I thought.
You will get, you know,
it throughout the time.
Right. You just equal it out from the now to your 60 or whatever.
Take the $5 billion. You could get a 40-hour job doing something.
Because I thought about that question,
I mean,
too.
If you look at my schedule, like I work 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I could technically set my schedule up to work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then the following week work Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I have like 8 days off in between, 9 days off in between.
Right. Some people can do that.
And work 6 straight days and then have 2 weeks off, 6 straight, or close to 2 weeks off.
Right.
And you go on vacation between every fucking week.
Right. There you go. So you say $5 billion, yep. Missy. What do you think? You really don't like the work. I can see it in your eyes.
I would.
You want to just have fun, live in the moment.
I would probably take $5 million.
You would blow through that $5 million?
I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm. I just did the math.
See,
I don't think you'd blow through it.
Yeah.
If she maybe she salaries herself.
If she becomes a drug addict, then yes. But I don't think that's going to happen. No. I think she's going to use it for, you know, fun and live better means.
I would,
you know,
probably travel.
Travel, right.
But how long are you going to be able to travel for off of $5 million?
Dude, you could it for a long time if you don't fucking do it like a princess. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear you, but not everybody's that reasonable.
What do you mean? Oh, you think she'd be a big spender?
Trust me. If I hit the lottery, and I'm talking for an enormous amount,
right.
I'd probably spend like $500,000 the first weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about house.
Yeah, but you would I wouldn't do that. If it was a house, then obviously, yeah, I would.
Listen, I would put a nice chunk away for when I get older, but I know myself, man. I'd go through money fast.
Yeah, 'cause
you have it.
Yeah, but I won't do that. I'm not.
It's easy to say when you don't have it.
But imagine you're coming from a point in your life where you've never had that kind of money. So it's almost like you're doing it because you have it right away. It's like, well, fuck it. I have it. I'm going to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think like that. I think I don't want to lose all this fucking money. You know what I mean? I want to try. I'll probably start turning Jewish.
Like Missy says, YOLO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. That's just stupid. No. I think I'm turning Jewish.
I can't even think what I would do with $5 billion. That's my
Well, you could do anything you want with $5 billion. Literally. You could do just about anything.
Yeah, it's pretty much an infinite amount.
With the exception of, you know, buying the space program, you know,
you can go to the moon.
You could go to the moon. Fucking right you could. Mm. You could sit there, write a check for $2 billion, hand it to NASA and say, I want to go to the moon, bitch. And they'll fucking arrange something.
Listen, if this was a realistic thing that was really happening, I would really have to sit there and think about that.
Okay, and that's fine, and I understand, and I tried to make
because
some of these.
Because what if I was like, all right, $5 billion, and then like, I died in 5 years.
Doesn't matter. The $5 billion,
know,
I'm telling
but
you,
then
you'd
I'll go to somebody else, and I never really enjoyed it.
Okay, so you don't give a shit about your family?
I don't have a family.
Yes, you do. You have a fucking mother, brother.
Oh, yeah, but they don't like handouts. Like, I mean, they would.
That's not a handout. It's like a legacy.
If you get that money and you die and they don't like handouts, throw it over to me.
I know, but they would rather me be alive than have money.
Obviously.
That's obvious. Well, I don't know. $5 billion, I'd fucking kill you.
I'd kill you.
Your life.
In this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dicks. See, I think I'd be doing a service to my parents, my brother, my friends, family.
God, that's tough. My first inkling is to take $5 million.
That's fine, but that's the whole point. It's supposed to
but
be.
But now,
personal.
When I think about it, it
okay,
makes
so
me change.
It sounds like you really hate your job.
No, it's not that. It's not that. And here's the fun. Here's the ironic twist to it. This is the same girl that a year ago when we did a show, she said that she was going to live forever. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now she's saying, "Why might die in 5 years?"
But my thing is. $5 million versus $5 billion.
Oh, it's like a penny versus
so
a brick of gold.
In order to take that $5 million, I think you have to hate your job.
Let me paint this picture to you. $5 million. Take one penny of that. It's equivalent to a Rolls Royce with $5 billion. And a Rolls Royce, I'm talking like $500,000. You understand what I'm saying? That's the equivalent.
I guess I don't
cup
know.
Of coffee, Rolls Royce. There's your. As Jay-Z would say.
Like with this whole thing, like even if you hate your job, what you're doing right now, you don't have to work there.
But
your question is you have to work 40 hours
that's
a week.
It.
You don't have
that's
to do
it.
Your
I didn't,
profession.
Yeah.
You could fucking work at Walmart in the stock market.
Believe
room if
me,
you
if
to.
I did think about these questions I did not write today. These have been sitting, okay? And I thought about these long and hard, and I'm telling you, I thought about these details. And I know that if I had added those details like you have to work this job,
mm-hmm.
some of you may have taken the $5 million. It would have swayed you easily. I'm trying to make it difficult to where you actually have to be like, oh,
yeah. Well,
do I do this?
But
do I do that?
Working.
You know what I mean? Like maybe for you it's a no-brainer, and for me it's a no-brainer because we're thinking differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but for her, it's not because she's thinking, well, I get $5 million two fucking day and don't have to work. and I got plenty of time to use up this $5 million, you know, which I do think she'd blow through all the money. I just don't think she'd do it right away. I think she'd do it over a span of basically her life, you know?
Yeah, I think she'd definitely die broke.
I wouldn't say broke. I just think you'd run out of the fuck you money by the time you're old and yeah. dying. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you'll have millions left in the bank. You'll probably have, you know, whatever in the bank. But I think you'll have enough to where you're not going to be fucking homeless or without care.
Yeah, $5 billion is so much money, though.
There's no such thing as too much, though.
Nope.
Not when it comes to money.
That's a hard question.
Okay. So are you up in the air about it?
I'm very up in the air about it.
Are you leaning towards one than the other?
Well, like I said, my first reaction was to say $5 million, but when I seriously think about it, I think it is something that I would probably take the $5 billion in the long run, but I feel like it's something that I would really have to sit down and like weigh.
Do you work 40 hours a week now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you work more than 40 hours a week?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still have enough time to do shit you like to do?
No.
You don't?
It seems like you do.
You take some trips here and there throughout the course of the year.
I always need
see a lot
time.
Of concerts. With the $5 billion, you still work.
There's so much that I want to do that I can't do because of time.
I understand.
A lot.
But you can stop time, apparently.
I wish there was more hours in a day. I think that all the time. I would love to have more time.
You all right, dude? Are you melting?
I'm good.
All right, let's just move on.
If you hit the lottery and you cleared $5 million tomorrow, you would definitely quit your job and not work at all.
I think I would have the freedom to be able to do something more that I would like to be satisfied with life for doing.
So you would YOLO.
Yeah, so I would.
YOLO.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, YOLO. That's basically what she's describing. I'm not even trying to be an asshole about it.
No, just time is very important to me. And,
sure.
Okay.
All right, this one's short and sweet.
Okay.
Would you rather drink your own piss or eat your own shit?
Drink the piss.
Drink your piss?
Yeah.
Marco?
Drink your piss.
Chris?
Did you watch the league last night?
No, actually, I didn't get a chance.
All right, never mind then. Yeah, I'm drinking my own piss.
I think I'd go with the shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd go with the shit.
Why?
Because if the piss is straight piss, right? There's no turning it into water like they do in the fucking deserts and shit for the military. Mm-hmm. So I think I take my shot at piss. I just make sure I eat something really good. That's what I said.
But here's the thing.
You get it stuck in your teeth. Stinks. That award-winning smile.
They both stink. Mm. It takes longer to chew something than it does to fucking take a shot of piss.
Yeah, but all right, let me make it more interesting. If you can down your own piss, right, you can't throw it up. If you throw it up, whatever you throw up, you got to fucking drink.
You got to eat the vomit?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's what I mean.
I think you're going to throw up more from eating shit than from fucking drinking piss.
I hear you.
All you have to do is close your nose.
Can I say something, though? Because you guys are just making way too big of a deal about it. I picked it because you guys are picking the same fucking thing, and I don't want this game to be boring.
Yeah.
All right. I had a feeling everyone was going to go with the piss.
If you chewed...
I'll tell you what,
though. What if it got stuck in your teeth?
I'll tell you what, though.
The shit.
If I eat corn, I'm basically getting the corn in the cob right back.
That's so fucking disgusting.
It's true, though. You ever see that shit?
I mean, it'll be more of a white trash corn in the cob. Like, they'll be missing kernels, but, you know, it's a...
Oh, my God.
All right. Forget that one. Okay, here we go. This is kind of like the one we did before, the eating piss or eating shit one. Okay, would you rather win the largest lottery in history, or would you rather become rich and famous doing your dream job? I'm going to not go to you yet, because I can see the wheels turning. Do you have, Chris, you have something? Tough one.
Not really.
No?
I
think it's tough.
I don't want to be famous.
Okay.
I have no interest in being famous.
You could be rich from it.
You would most likely be rich from it.
In either scenario, you're rich. One, I don't have to be famous.
Pretty much.
Well, if you win the largest lottery in history, you're going to be
Can you name famous. The person who won the largest lottery in history? Exactly. You're famous for a minute.
Right. In your hometown, you better move.
Right.
This is all the beggars come out of the woodwork.
You're like fucking... Her all boy right. Jimmy from Boardwalk all Empire. Right. You make you're a, famous for a minute. No one knows
good,
who you are anymore.
You make a good point. Yeah. Famous is optional, but you'll become rich from doing your dream job. You made a good point. I got to fucking
I'm still going to go with the biggest lottery because then you can do your
job. The reason why I didn't put a dollar amount is because I don't know what the largest lottery winning is today. You. So let's say $1 million over that. Whatever the fuck that is. I don't know. 360, 70, 80 million, something like that. I don't know.
Close to it.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go with the lottery because okay. you can do your dream job.
You want anonymity. No. No. There is no doing your dream job.
You can't work?
No, this one you can't work. No.
You're not allowed to work?
No, you're not allowed to work.
We'll give you this check, but you're not allowed to work ever again. Yeah. So it's like being on welfare.
Right. You took the annuity. You got a salary.
That's all right. I'll take the money.
Take the money and run. Marco?
Take the fame.
Boom. I knew it. Of course. That was a no-brainer. I didn't have to
You
go
can
to
either
him.
Hit the biggest lottery ever, or you could be famous and broke.
Well, that's a totally different game.
No, fucking lottery. Fuck fame.
I just wanted to see how much you wanted to be famous.
No.
I knew that was going to happen. He didn't even say rich. I'd rather be famous. No. He didn't even say rich and famous. You said famous.
Well, you're
rich and famous. That's it.
Definitely not broken famous.
You'd be best buds with fucking McConaughey. You guys be hanging out all the fucking time. You'd be driving in his fucking 10 Lincolns. He's got one for every commercial.
I got a question for you, Marco.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say the Riotcast network becomes extremely popular and famous, but we can't make any money off of it. Would you rather hit that lottery or be famous from the podcast but not
That's
receive any money
question.
For it?
That's a good question. That is a good question. I'm taking the money.
I would hope so. Money if you don't, fucking, you're a fucking retard.
No, money rules over everything.
Yes.
Man.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but Marco's also speaking for a family too, so it makes it True. Different. If you weren't married, didn't
I'd
have a
still
kid.
Take the money.
Okay.
I still take the money.
Yeah. Could always kill the wife and ship the kid UPS to Florida with the family and
UPS. Missy, have you come up with an answer?
I have not.
We just spent 5 minutes talking about.
Yeah, this is like the worst fucking game ever. Mm-hmm.
These are such deep questions.
They're really not. It's all about
your gut feeling.
You take yeah.
I would take money.
You would take money.
Yes.
See, I'm actually shocked by that answer.
Yes.
I thought you would want to be rich and famous doing your dream job. And that could be like rock and roller, whatever the fuck. You know?
I have issues with fame. That's the problem. That's the thing. That
you said you always you used to fucking come on here in the beginning and your prophecy was, I'm going to be a fucking rock star.
I'm growing up.
What happened? I don't even know who you are anymore.
Listen, we're going to have to talk about your role on the show after that.
Fucking psychotherapist is fucking you up.
Yeah, no shit.
Drop him.
Give me her address.
Here's a little math
for
you. I
gotta go talk to her.
What's Wundle plus Wundle? Doodles.
Oh my god. The dream job thing is enticing now. I would like to do my dream job.
Can I tell you
do
something?
You have a dream job?
Can you I'll tell you it something changes. Right now. No, yeah. She's right. It does. It does. There's a couple different things I like to do, but if I know I could do one of those and become rich, I'd rather do that than take the money.
That's
because
the
not only
is what's weird though.
But see, here's the great thing about it though. With this comes history. You'll always have a place in history, whether it be pop culture, whether it be sports, whether it be entertainment, whatever. Like if your dream job is to be an actor, right? You will be known forever because your movies will live on forever.
Right.
So it'd be like, oh yeah, even like 50 years from now, who's that girl that played in, you know, All Trailers Don't Have Wheels? You know, you know, oh yeah, yeah. Oh, Missy Fun Size Car. That's right. Yeah. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? You have like a legacy of, you know, trivia ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like
that porn star.
My dream job's a blowjob from Scarlett Johansson.
That's a job. Oh man.
Well, hold on, man. Don't be giving shit away, all right? Damn it. Shut the fuck up. All right, moving on.
Shut up. All right, just shut the fuck up.
This one is
yeah.
Whatever. Would you rather go to a loved one's funeral high and drunk off your ass?
Done.
Okay. All right, next. The other part was would you rather go to work naked? And I for one day.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Drunk and high all day, every day.
Drunk happened. And high.
Drunk and high.
There we go.
Nobody wants to see me naked.
What's that?
Nobody wants to see me naked.
I don't think anyone deserves to see me naked.
What? Hold on a second. Somebody text Missy. Someone needs to bring her down from a pedestal.
Cunt.
God. I don't think anyone deserves to see me naked. Who the fuck do you think?
At my job.
Look, if you're... you better have a nice
looking... I'm sure there's at least a dozen people.
You better have a nice looking vagina. That's all I got to say. I said, you better have a nice looking vagina.
It's if a you national got, treasure.
Yeah, okay.
Beat up.
Yeah, because it better not look like fucking shredded meat.
It doesn't. That's disgusting. I would get a vaginoplasty.
Okay.
She's got like a huge vagina from fucking so many other guys.
Better look like a dolphin smile.
Dude. Speaking of that, have you guys seen Dane Cook's new stand-up yet? Dude, it's fucking hysterical.
Does he say that?
Yeah, Pac-Man. He says that. He's like, yeah, he talks about ugly vaginas. Yeah. He's like, I like it when it's all tucked in, looks like a dolphin smile. And he does the smile. He's like... I was kind of hoping for the dolphin sound effect on that one. All right, so that was an easy one. All right, Chris, we'll start with you since you fucking already brought it up. Would you rather bang your dream girl or guy or girl, whatever you want, miss, for one night, for one night, or have a perfect marriage with, you know, just a regular girl or guy, average, regular, whatever. I'm not saying they're ugly. I'm not saying they're deformed. Just, you know.
Gotcha. I understand this question.
Okay. Well. There's your options. Would you rather? You got quiet.
But if you bang your dream girl, there's no guarantee you're not going to have a perfect marriage.
No, no, no. It's not how it works. I'm the ruler of this game.
Bobby says no.
I am the potato king of this fucking game.
So you could bang your dream girl and live a life of misery afterwards.
Well, it would be just like you don't know what's going to happen afterward.
Right. So there's no guarantee that you won't marry.
You don't know what's going to happen afterwards. I'm guaranteeing that it's only one night. You'll never see her again. She'll never want to fucking be with you again. She'll be so disappointed anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's go with that notion.
No, but I mean, you could realistically have both scenarios. You could bang your dream girl.
No, I'm saying one doesn't happen. One happens, the other one won't.
Okay, so you're going to live a life of misery. Basically.
That's why it's right. Yeah.
Okay, then I'm taking a marriage. It's easy.
Okay.
Same. Marriage.
I've been there twice, man. I'm not sure. you gotta take
Marco apparently tasted half of this fucking question. Yeah, you had a half of this sandwich already. Yeah, all right.
I think
wow,
you gotta go.
Buzzing's really fucking loud.
You gotta go with marriage. You know, when you get
check your cords, man. Check your cords. All right,
it's Chris.
Yeah,
you definitely need a new cord.
Not necessarily.
No.
There we go.
Hey-o.
I got it.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you're not sure?
No, I'm gonna. I'm either one. So I'm gonna go.
She
with
ain't
marriage.
Listening, dude. Say what
no,
you
no.
want.
No, I'm gonna say marriage.
Okay.
Even though I tasted that, same thing you said. But you know.
So you're not going anywhere.
No. You said the perfect.
I know. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Come on, let's get real.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I thought about it long, and I gotta be honest with you. I would probably go with the marriage, but it was a tough choice for me. It was really tough. And here's the tougher part. I wasn't sure which one was my dream girl. There's so many. And that's
now, if you can have them all at once, I'm going in the other direction.
Nah, because you know what? That would just end up being a mess. It's too much work. You probably want to kill yourself after that.
I probably
would.
Well,
you give yourself like a week to go through them all.
That's a totally different question. Another time, another place, another time. All right. All right, this one's a little fucked up. And when I say little, I'm exaggerating. This hurts me to read this. Would you rather, if there is a God, I'm never going to see him. Would you rather tell a child with cancer that they will be cured and then wait an hour and tell him you were joking?
Wow.
Or would you rather yell bomb on a plane after it takes off?
Oh,
that is the definition of a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Not really.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Because
you can't
yelling
get
bomb on a plane?
You can't get legally in trouble for telling a kid
yeah.
a joke. But
as fucked up as it is, you're not going to go to jail because
But that's
of
the
it.
Give and take, though. You telling a kid that has cancer, let's make it worse, the terminal, that he's going to be he or she's going to be cured, and then wait an hour for that joy to kick in.
Psych!
Got you, bitch. and tell him you were joking. That's something you'll have to live with for the rest of your fucking life.
Cold-blooded!
Or you go through the legal ramifications of yelling bomb on an airplane.
Which is what? Can you really go to jail for that? For
yes, you can.
Terroristic threat,
you get
dude.
Interrogated, number one.
Okay.
You don't get normal rights.
You're never going to fly again. You're under
suspicion of terrorism at that point. That's right. Beyond the law.
You're
That's
on the
above
list.
The law.
You're on the
That's
list.
Steven Seagal, dude. Above the law.
Yeah, you got to play the joke on the kid.
Huh?
You got to play the joke on the kid.
I don't think I could do it. I'd rather yell bomb on a plane.
I would do the bomb on a plane all day.
Would you? Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not guaranteed that I'm going to Guantanamo.
No.
I wouldn't care. I would never do that to a child.
But I couldn't do it, man. If I wrote, because at first,
even fucking like kids,
right? And at first, I wrote a person, meaning you know, an older person, and I was like, nah, because this is too easy. Because yeah. I could tell if I see a person, an adult, if it was an adult, I would be like, you've been cured. Praise Jesus, you've been cured.
My name's
going
Dr.
down
Fabio.
To Georgia. Yeah, I would totally do the joke if it was an adult, but a child can't do it, man. I'd have to live with that for the rest of my life. And if I ever did have kids, I'm just karma would just destiny
oh, yeah.
to have a child with cancer, you know, or God forbid if that happened, then the joke's on me. You yeah. know what I mean? Like this is what I couldn't sleep over something like that. I mean, I'd be scared shitless yeah. yelling bomb on a plane. I really
yeah.
would.
Yeah.
And I would beg for mercy. I'd yeah. fucking cry. I'd do whatever it takes. But the kid one, man, that's – I don't know. I don't think I could do that.
I see all those fucking – a lot of people on Facebook, there's like they always put these cancer kids with cancer and raise money. And,
right.
It's but fucking this, right. tough.
Yeah, you don't need Sarah McLachlan to prove this.
No. I think – yeah, you know what?
I ain't going to last 5 minutes in jail.
Well, you won't be in Gen Pop. I'll tell you right now. You're going to be in solitary by
last,
yourself.
I'd last
you
couple
would have
of days.
You would have cameras in every square fucking inch of that room.
Getting tortured
watching,
and shit.
Well, you don't. I didn't say you're going to Guantanamo. All they're going to do. Listen, man. They have every fucking.
Claim insanity. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Or Tourette's. Bomb.
Yeah.
Murph bomb.
He didn't say bomb. He said mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah. You could make the argument that you fell asleep and then you had a dream your mom was murdered yeah. in front of you.
There's ways you can get around it.
Yeah.
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 Ways you get around it.
Or you try, your mom's getting a gender reassignment surgery. She's going to be Bob and you said bomb. Whatever, dude. You can try to talk your way out of it. Nonetheless, that's it. All right. Two more. Would you rather live in a mansion for 1 year and then live the rest of your life in a small apartment? Or would you rather be homeless for 1 year and then live the rest of your life in an average home? Like, I'll paint the picture. 4-bedroom, 2-car garage, decent backyard. Sort of like your house, sort of. But, you know what I mean? This kind of whatever.
Gotcha.
There you go.
That is hard.
I'm not saying that the apartment is in the ghetto or it's a shithole.
Can you choose where you're homeless at?
I never thought about that. You got me there.
No, if you could choose, I mean, it makes it easier if you choose your homeless. You could
no, no. Let's say where most homeless people dwell. Those types of areas,
like a tent
Philadelphia.
City. Yeah, Kensington. You know, under the bridge, under 95.
I would say live in a mansion for a year and then go to an apartment. I don't think I can live on the street.
I mean, me neither, but I
dude,
hate living
in
an apartment.
Dude, it's 50 degrees outside. I'm fucking freezing. You think
Missy,
I'd make it through a winter
Missy,
outside?
You frolic.
I hate living in apartments.
You just frolic through trash.
Apartments suck.
I hate living through Living in an apartment.
I figure we can make it a trailer.
I'll tell you what. I would do the homeless thing.
You would.
How hard can it be? So fuck it. It's perfect for me. I get to lose weight. You know? I don't have to worry about shit. I don't have to pay bills for a year.
Do you not work?
You're homeless. Yeah, you don't.
Okay, you just you live, you live like a homeless. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can run for mayor of the 10th city.
Right.
The 10th city got shut down.
Did it? We're in Camden?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A while ago.
Wait. Fucker.
Yeah, so.
What about you? Yeah, so you would do the homeless thing, Missy?
I don't think I could be homeless.
So you would do the mansion and do an apartment?
I don't think I could do that either.
No, come on now. I know. Missy, this isn't rocket science. That's a different kind of science, by the way.
The rest of my life in an apartment, I would go insane. You're not stuck there.
You get to go out, go to work, go parties, go to cons.
I'm not saying
you're confined.
And you can move to different small apartments. They just have to be a small apartment, right?
Well, you know what? Let's go with the same one for both. It's the same small apartment for the rest of your life or the same home for the rest of your life.
I would be homeless then. I can't live in an apartment.
Okay.
I can't live outside in the cold.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
If I could go somewhere warmer, like down in Florida, being homeless is going to suck no matter where you're at.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. 0 degrees outside fucking snowing? No, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
make
but
it.
The cops go around and collect you when it's there is that homeless cold.
Shelters. Yeah, they put you in shelters. Yeah. But not every night, though.
Yeah, when it's cold, yeah. When it gets cold blue.
Right.
Code blue.
Is that a new soft drink? Mountain Dew cold.
Did you order the code blue?
You're goddamn right I did. All right. So I'm the only homeless guy here?
No, I'm homeless.
Oh, you're homeless too? Yeah. Oh, we could be neighbors.
Yeah, fuck.
See, I don't... I mean...
Listen, man. This is the idea of homeless, being homeless, okay? We have to go and crawl through dumpsters on a daily basis. We have to travel on foot, crawl through dumpsters, and try to find food that isn't... spoiled
and panhandle and do all that crime.
Right without committing
and
crime.
I don't know what my future is. I may never get married, never have kids, so I may never live with a chick. What's wrong with a small apartment if you're by yourself?
There's nothing wrong with
exactly.
it. Exactly. There's a this is.
I mean, if you're married with four kids, that sucks.
This is proving something for me anyway. It's proving that I'm willing to squalor to be greedy. Basically,
mm-hmm.
is really what I'm doing.
I'm not doing that.
And it has nothing to do with social status. I could be – this could be a beautiful home or this could be an average home on an island with no neighbors. I'm by myself. Has nothing to do with who knows. I'm not saying that that's where it's at.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not about – for me, it's not about who knows about it. It's more about I would rather suffer for 1 year, whether it be by weather. You know, God knows I can use the diet and – live that 1 year, the rest of my life.
This may change it for me. This
I don't
small
know when you're
going to
die.
No, the small apartment. Is it like a ghetto-ass apartment, or is it like a decent apartment?
It's
complex?
A decent apartment.
It's a small...
Right?
I said a small apartment.
You said a small apartment.
No. It's
but
not
ghetto.
It doesn't have to be ghetto. It's like... I'm not saying it's got to be like, you know, a fucking shithole. It could be just as decent as this home, meaning like area wise, cleanliness, stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in for the apartment then.
Yeah. Like,
see, it's funny that you say that you're taking that 1 year of squalor or whatever.
Squalor.
And then
squalor. It's Missy Elliott. Squalor.
And I'm taking that 1 year squalor.
Squalor.
Jesus. So that I wouldn't have it for the rest of my life.
Wait.
Living in an apartment is torture to me. I hate living in an
apartment.
Hey man,
I know it's not the greatest thing in the world. But it's better than being homeless the rest of your life.
If
the choice was being homeless or living in a small apartment, everybody here would take a small apartment. It's a no-brainer. But for me, it's not so much about the size of the apartment rather than the home. It's just I know there's some sort of like, you know, greediness inside of me where I know I would enjoy my life more with a home, and I'd rather suffer for it. Rather than, you know, not suffer. Because remember, that year, you get the apartment, but you live in a mansion for a year. And I'm talking like fucking...
Pussy
like,
and pool parties.
I'm talking like the fucking Playboy-type mansion.
Right.
Right?
To the bump.
So in that year, you can accomplish a lot having a mansion. Chris pool party said. All the hottest bitches will fucking show up, you know, that know about it, that see pictures of this place or whatever.
And you might get AIDS during that year and
you
die.
Might, right. And then, there you go.
Back to living in the apartment.
Right. You got to run and find Ebola. Try to pick which one you want. No, but a lot can happen in that year as far as, you know, you can have like the best fucking moments of your life in 1 year. But after that year's over, it's just going to be a memory.
Yeah.
Because ain't no fucking beautiful bitch coming back to your small ass apartment and saying, yeah, I want to marry you and stay in this fucking joint for the rest of my life.
No, sweetie, I can't move in with you. I'm not allowed. Yeah. Sorry. It's against the rules.
Yeah.
I can't.
I can't have pets.
I can't. No, it's against the rules for you to move in also. Sorry.
All right. So this is the last one.
Okay. Right.
This is, wow. I don't even know if I want to read this because now reading it is really
Could
damn.
It be any worse than telling a small
this
child
is the worst.
They, this, they're going to be cured from cancer?
This is pretty fucking bad. Okay. I have to paint a picture because it's kind of, it's not as easy as just reading it. Okay, would you rather eat one of two vaginas, not knowing the identity, but one of them is your mother, and you don't find out the identity until after you've completed that mission, or would you rather choose one of two dark rooms, one having a hungry lion... By the way, I was high when I wrote this one.
Yeah.
And the other having a man aiming a gun with one bullet instructed to fire once the doors open. You don't know what's in the rooms. They're pitch black. And once you're in, you're in. I know. Hey, man, look, if we're going to do this from time to time.
It's got to be some crazy ass shit.
Yeah. We're also going to run out of shit if we do a cookie cutter. So.
Do you ever get out of the lion's
room? The only thing you see is the vagina. They're completely covered. Okay? They're like cloaked.
It's the way they should be.
So, the only thing is the vagina. That's it. It's all you see is the vagina. That's it. All right? Or there's the two doors.
And you see both vaginas and you get to choose?
What's that?
You get to choose which vagina to dive into.
What? You know, I thought about this because I had a feeling Chris was going to answer this question. And I was thinking about it myself. And I'm like, well, I would know. Here's why I could pick my mom's out, because it probably looks like someone threw a ham sandwich in the Sherwood Forest.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to say they're both covered. You just have to choose which one.
So
and then they uncover it and you go right in.
50% death. Chance of licking your mom's vagina.
Right.
Can you ever get out of the room with the lion? Or if you pick that room, you're automatically dead.
Well, no, that's basically, you don't get a weapon, but if you make it out alive, good for you.
How long are you in the room? A minute?
Look, the room is dark. You can't see shit. So if anything, you're going to lose, all right? You're not armed with a flashlight. You're not armed with a weapon.
But if you pick the room with the gun, don't try to one shot.
Don't, I was going to say, and don't try to MacGyver it by fucking going into the room with the guy with the gun, taking the gun from him, killing
Jason
him,
Bourne
going
in
into the fucking other one and shoot the lion in the face.
You only have one bullet. You can't kill him. But.
Right, right. What I'm saying is basically
– eat your mom's pussy or die.
Or die, yeah.
Well, if you pick the gunman, it's possible you may not die from the – I didn't say he has to shoot your face or your head. Just one bullet, one shot. It could hit you anywhere. So there's.
It cannot hit you.
Well, no, it's going to have to hit you. That's the whole point of this. You're going to have to suffer.
I'm just throwing up just thinking about it.
Why?
I don't see
it. I'm not pussy. It's not that bad.
Yes! I was hoping it would spark some fucking banter.
I'm sorry for you, buddy.
I'll kick your ass.
I don't know how you got through that jungle.
I had a floss afterwards.
But I'm sure you did.
Would you just use the hair?
Yeah.
You untangled the hair?
I think I swallowed a few.
Oh, man.
Door number one, door number two, vag number one, vag number two.
You'll have,
it's quite an enigma.
You'll have a lifetime of psychological issues if you lick your mom's vagina.
Hey, Missy's already seen a hypnotherapist, so at this point she's got nothing to lose.
But you get to live.
And you might not lick your mother's vagina.
But see, do you see what I'm doing here? Yeah. the two vages, you live no matter what unless you kill yourself if you find out the
that's
truth.
That's a possibility, too.
Right. But the other one, you're most likely going to die.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you go for the vag. The vag.
Man, it's a 50-50 shot.
Vagina roulette.
I'm not saying one's your grandmother, one's your mother.
Surprise!
Yeah, but how long do you eat the vagina?
Until they finish.
Oh, it could be weeks.
Apparently, you've eaten your mom's vagina before.
Jesus Christ. You nasty brother.
How did you know?
No, the joke was I'm lousy and eating pussy.
Yeah, you think you're lousy. I took eating the wrong way. I turned into Hannibal Lecter.
I think you go with the vaginas. Chris?
I'm going to tell you what.
I'm taking my chances with the
doors.
With the doors.
Okay. Break on through to the other side.
Fuck that lion.
Yeah.
Missy?
Doors.
Doors?
Doors.
Well, I got two fucking Morrison fans here. I'm going with the pussy.
Yeah.
No. Could never.
Yes.
Because you know what? It would actually, if things were unfortunate for me with the vag stuff and I picked the wrong one, the good thing is now it's certified I don't have to speak to my mother ever again.
Oh, my God.
Listen, this could have actually been worse,
well,
believe it or not,
way-
and I'll tell you why. And I'm never going to use this one because it's just too disturbing. But the one I originally had that I changed up, and I had to make it this ridiculous because there was no competing, was basically it was a it was something that had to do with you blowing a stranger. Right? Or
it's Thursday for her.
And it's, well, here's why, and that's another reason why I changed it, because of her, because it would be an easier question for her than it would for us. But you blowing a stranger or you getting a blowjob from your brother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here's how I think it would be worse for you.
For me?
Yeah, not the whole blowjob thing.
Okay.
With the way that you described your mother's vagina, you would know you're eating your mother's vagina as you do it.
So it's kind of like the jelly or syrup. Oh. You know.
Jesus.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know what the other vagina would be like either. Hopefully it would be a dolphin smile.
You made it sound like you could pick your mother's vag out of a lineup.
No, I just, yeah, I was making a joke. I mean, come on. You actually knew how long it takes for your mom to come. That was kind of scary. But, yeah, I mean, you don't know what's behind vag number two or vag number one. You just don't. That's the game.
I guess. Give me the lion. Fuck that shit.
True. Well, like I said, man, you may not get the lion. You may get the gunshot. And if that's the case, you haven't.
Listen, the fact that my mom's laying on a bed waiting for somebody to eat her pussy, I'll take the lion.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. Just to make it easier on you, you have to choose before they set everything up. So you take the two doors.
The fact that my mom's willing, I'll take the lion.
I never said she was willing. Maybe we chloroformed her. She's passed out. So you have to live with that secret because she doesn't know. She just woke up and like, why am I all soaking wet?
She wouldn't finish.
Why are my flaps stuck to my thighs?
I like that, though.
Yeah. So there you go. Another installment of Would You Rather.
Fabio's demented questions.
Listen. Right. It is what it is, okay?
They were good. They were very creative.
Yeah, and apparently you couldn't answer any of them.
I answered everything.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. What are you talking about? I answered everything.
No, I moved on from that mansion one.
No, I became homeless.
No, that's not the same one. Oh, yes, it is. No, I'm confused.
I'm too stupid to make up my own mind.
Is that directed to me? Are you my Caucasian? All right, so next week we have A real life Ghostbuster.
Ghost Hunter.
Ghost Hunter, sorry.
Bullshit.
And we also have her real life ghost hunting, but I'll say busting.
Say
equipment.
Busting.
Equipment. And it's also Mischief Night, which is perfect. It's a perfect way to fucking
we
start.
We want to egg her car.
Huh?
Going to egg her car.
I'm not going to egg her car.
Whip cream on it.
What are you, a fucking moron? All right.
No, I'm not going to do any of that. That's crazy talk. No, I have no interest in doing any kind of harm to this woman's vehicle, equipment, or her.
Wrong.
Chris, on the other hand, has other agendas.
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. So, yeah. So, tune in next week. Missy, want to take us out?
Yep. Thanks for listening.
No, I meant you want to take us out to the bar, get us some drinks? No.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with all that fun stuff that we just said. Don't forget to go on riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate.
Yeah.
Monies. We love you.
Donate the monies.
All the monies.
Word.
Word to your mother.
YOLO.
Lean back.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Just when you think this show is terrible, something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends. Ah!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.